According to the media, female Audrey Hale, who identified as a male, murdered six at a Christian school in Nashville, Tennessee, including three children. An anti-gun lobbyist who witnessed the Highland Park parade shooting was at the crime scene with her friend, who lost a daughter at the Waffle House shooting. They spent the day telling all the cameras how they were coincidentally there on vacation and that America needs more gun laws.
I was actually in town just on vacation, but I'm a mass shooting survivor. My son and I survived a mass shooting in Highland Park.
I am in Tennessee on a family vacation with my son, visiting my sister-in-law. I have been lobbying in D.C. since we survived a mass shooting in July. I have met with over 130 lawmakers. We have to do something. We all have to call our lawmakers, and we all have to make our lawmakers make change now, or this is going to keep happening, and it's going to be your kid and your kid and your kid and your kid next.
We now have people in America, and this is not the first time we've heard this, who have experienced more than one mass shooting. That woman was at Highland Park. She's now a witness to the shooting in Nashville.
The U.S. military routinely orchestrates simulated crises all over the country and hires civilians to be crisis actors. And we've seen the use of crisis actors in several major events, such as 9/11 and the Boston Marathon bombing. The anti-gun lobby has been accused of using crisis actors for years, but this is a whole new level. And when we look at the details of the Nashville shooting, the presence of the gun lobbyist does not appear to be a coincidence. The Nashville shooting has signs of a typical false flag. The woman being touted by the media as the shooter's good friend who received the Instagram confession is actually just a childhood acquaintance who says she was contacted because she's a local media personality. The alleged shooter was under doctor's care for an emotional disorder, and the shooter is seen wearing two different pairs of shoes within the hour, Pumas going in and Vans going out. But there is more to this false flag than the typical gun grab. This Saturday, a group called Trans Radical Activist Network is organizing a protest in Washington, D.C. called Day of Vengeance. This is reportedly a new movement called Militant Trans, an armed branch of the LGBTQ cult that is threatening to kill those who oppose sex change ops for children. Just hours after the Nashville shooting, the governor of Arizona's press secretary tweeted a picture of a woman wielding two handguns with the caption, "Us when we see transphobes." This is followed by what appears to be online support. Madonna raises money in Nashville, not for the three murdered children, but for the trans community. A trans named Adam Denker, who now goes by Kayla, recently made headlines for posting a short video with a rifle, threatening to fight back against transphobes. Journalist Andy Ngo is reporting that Denker is a member of Antifa and is former military, which shouldn't be a surprise. The military has changed their code to allow for transsexuals. Military psychologists have been pushing confused personnel into getting radical sexual reassignment surgeries that the military is now paying for. So far in 2023 alone, the U.S. government has spent $10 million to research LGBTQ Americans. And that's nothing. In the year 2017, well over 100 organizations gave $185 million to support the LGBTQ community.
Groundbreaking Gregory's report at band.video. Donald Trump has landed in New York City. He's on his way to Trump Tower, where there is a massive Trump rally happening organically. And, of course, the Trump haters driving by, doing acts of violence, walking by, doing acts of violence. You know, it's 2016 all over again.
The fight against the New World Order is now the top story in the world. The globalists are in deep trouble, but they're striking back with all their deep state operatives to shut down InfoWars and other truth tellers like James O'Keefe and Tucker Carlson and countless others. So please pray for us now more than ever. Spread the word about the broadcast. broadcast and get great products to keep us on air and fund our operation while at the same time enriching your life. Now, we've got three new products available at InfoWarsStore.com and a bestseller back in stock. We have the amazing Dr. Jones Naturals turmeric toothpaste and so much more. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the ashwagandha root pills with black powder extract to accelerate your libido, stamina, testosterone, and we have pure ashwagandha gummies at InfoWarsStore.com as well. These are all the highest quality products. The prebiotic is now finally back in stock. They're all there at InfoWarsStore.com, so please take action now. Enrich your life, empower your body, and keep us on air. Please take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com, and Trump mania is upon us. Yeah, Joe Biden, I'm sure, beat him fair and square in an election. I'm sure that's what's going on. It's just so hilarious. It's just so apparent. Even the mainstream news, even CNN, even MSNBC. You know how much time per day they spend talking about Joe Biden, allegedly the president of the United States? Roughly about 30 minutes, give or take, 10 minutes maybe, depending on the day. So Joe Biden, on an average day on the mainstream corporate news networks, gets about 30 minutes of coverage. Donald Trump, on the average day of corporate news media, is pushing about 4 to 5 hours. Yeah, who really won the election? Who's really the president? And now they've got multiple choppers in the sky. I mean, they've got every angle in Florida, in New York, every angle of Trump's plane, every angle of Trump's... I mean, it's just, it's the obsession. But, oh, I'm sure Biden won the election fair and square. You've got massive rallying for Donald Trump happening in Florida today. I mean, massive. You've got massive rallying happening for Donald Trump in New York City today. And where is Joe Biden? Nowhere. He's nowhere to be seen. He's nowhere to be found. He does about 10 minutes of work a day. They lure him out of his bed with ice cream and little kids. He does a 10-minute public statement and then disappears for the rest of the day. And nobody bats an eye. Nobody cares because he's not the real president. It's obviously Donald Trump, the president in persecution, the president in exile. And that's what we have going on today. And I got to be honest with you, folks, aside from just standing up for Donald Trump because it's just the right thing to do with this political persecution and understanding what he represents and what he symbolizes now, even for all his faults and his mistakes. But I got to tell you, meanwhile, I mean, I don't know. I might be ready to say my guy, Vivek Ramaswamy, continues saying virtually all the right things and making campaign promises that Donald Trump wouldn't even have touched with a 10-foot pole. So even though I support Donald Trump, who did win a second presidential election, and I support Donald Trump, who is being politically persecuted by the deep state wrongly, there's a part of me that sits back and says, you know, you kind of did this to yourself. Not that that's even right. Just because you do the right thing doesn't mean you should be politically persecuted, but it's like you were the president. You didn't drain the swamp. Now they're coming after you. Again, that's not right. He shouldn't be having to deal with this, but he could have stopped this from happening ahead of time. He didn't do it. And now I've got Vivek going out saying, calling out the political persecution of Douglas Mackey. No one else has commented on that. He's making promises to abolish federal bureaucracies like the IRS and the FBI. Trump never did that. He's calling out the trans sex agenda for what it is, evil and a lie. Trump never did that. He's promised to end all affirmative action ending man-made climate change lies. Donald Trump never promised any of that. But that's an aside. But I can't ignore what Vivek is doing right now. And I'm not going to let you not know about it either. But having said that, obviously, Trump is the bigger story, bigger than Joe Biden, because everybody knows Trump is the real president, not Joe Biden, even the mainstream news. That's why they don't follow Joe Biden's activity all day long. They follow Donald Trump's. And that should tell you everything you need to know. Let me tell you what we got coming up. We'll be monitoring the situation as Trump is pulling up to Trump Tower in New York City right now. Massive crowds outside. Of course, violent Democrats are driving by and spitting on people and yelling at people and cursing people out. And violent Democrats are walking by and attacking people and spitting on people and assaulting people. This is what you expect. It's 2016 all over again. And it's odd because I was thinking about this, how really the 2016 energy when it came to the violence and the assaults, it was the Trump haters on Trump supporters. That was the big influx of violent activity, was the Trump haters versus Trump supporters. Now that's kind of gone away. There's still elements of it out there, but not nearly what it was. Now the high amplitude, the highly focused and vitriolic assaults are coming from trans individuals versus conservatives. And we saw all kinds of examples of that over the weekend. We may even have the time to highlight some of that. But I remember 2015, I remember 2016, I remember 2017 when the Democrat left went into full terrorist mode and was attacking anything that they could relate to Trump. I mean, physically attacking. I've been attacked multiple times. The death threats. Maxine Waters encouraging it. Kamala Harris encouraging it. You know the story. Well, that's kind of subdued. This current phenomenon with the Trump indictment and Trump supporters hitting the streets again might reinvigorate that violent Democrat to attacking again. But right now, the real hatred, the real violence are coming from trans individuals against conservatives and Christians. So again, may have time to highlight that. But then you have Eric Adams. This is stunning. Eric Adams. No, he's not talking about Antifa in this clip. No, he's not talking about Black Lives Matter in this clip. No, he's not talking about the radical transurrectionists from last week in this clip. Who is Eric Adams talking about, the mayor of New York City, in this clip?
Maybe some rabble-rousers thinking about coming to our city tomorrow. Our message is clear and simple. Control yourselves. New York City is our home, not a playground for your misplaced anger. We are the safest large city in America because we respect the rule of law in New York City. And although we have no specific threats, people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is known to spread misinformation and hate speech, she stated she's coming to town. While you're in town, be on your best behavior. As always, we will not allow violence or vandalism of any kind, and if one is caught participating in any act of violence, they will be arrested and held accountable, no matter who you.
You know, that's funny because this story, this happened in New York City over the weekend, shot New York City parking garage worker who fired at suspected thief weeps while handcuffed to bed. So a guy gets shot when a criminal walks into the parking garage he works at. He defends his life. He gets arrested. He got arrested. The guy that got shot. The guy that tried to do his job and defend the parking garage, he got arrested. Not the criminal. Oh, but getting back to Mayor Adams, please behave yourselves. How many times did he say that about Black Lives Matter and their riots? Zero times. How many times did he say that about Antifa and their riots? Zero times. How many times did he say that about the anti-Trump protesters burning cars and smashing windows? Zero times. How How many times did he say that about the trans insurrectionists and their trans week of vengeance that resulted in bloody assaults all across the nation? Zero times. Do you get the point, folks? If you're a conservative, if you're a Christian, if you're a white person, which it isn't even skin color anymore, if you voted Trump, you're white now, even if you're black, you are now considered less. You are now a lower class citizen. You are now realizing the hierarchy, the caste system that the Democrats and the liberals have put you under. You get no rights. You don't get to defend yourself. You don't get free speech. You get political persecution. You get violently attacked. And never do you get justice. Is this the future of America, or can we save this country and restore it? I don't know. Let's talk about it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new toothpaste that my dad, a retired dentist and oral surgeon, developed. Dr. Jones Naturals Turmeric Toothpaste that just came into stock. And I got to tell you, I got samples of this months ago, and it is amazing. The way it makes your gums feel, what it does to your mouth, is insane. We know turmeric is an antioxidant, an anti-inflammatory, and does such great things for the body. Then you add that with tea tree oil and a bunch of other essential oils, it is just dynamite. It is so good to detox and attack inflammation in your mouth. I want to challenge everybody to try the new toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com, Dr. Jones Naturals Turmeric Toothpaste. And while you're at it, check out the new Ashwagandha line of products. We have Ashwagandha with black pepper extract for your libido, your testosterone, in pill form, and we have the pure Ashwagandha root gummies as well, now available at InfoWarsStore.com. They're amazing products, and they fund the InfoWar. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. There is a war for the future happening right now. There is a war that will control my destiny, your destiny, our children's destinies. And that war is something that we can win, but it takes dedication, it takes commitment. That's why I ask listeners respectfully to go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy great products that will enrich and empower your life while keeping us on air at the very same time. InfoWarsStore.com to get a signed or unsigned copy of my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, Ultimate Bone Broth, Back in Stock, Nitric Boost, the amazing CBD oil we have that's the highest quality you're going to find anywhere at more than half off. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, some of the very best products. And a lot of you have never shopped at InfoWarsStore. You've been watching for years, you've been listening for years, but you've never taken the step to go to InfoWarsStore. These are great products that really work and are amazing. Plus, they keep us on air. So again, please take action. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support. We now have three new game-changing products that are in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And one of our best-selling products sold out for over a year that's now back in stock. Our prebiotic does need any introduction. Does such amazing things for your gut flora, your overall health. What it does is essential. Go read about it at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, the fourth toothpaste designed by my dad. The last two were big hits. This one is really special. It's turmeric concentrate with a bunch of other essential oils and so much more to take your mouth's health to the next level. We also have high-quality ashwagandha root for your libido, your stamina, your testosterone with black pepper extract to accelerate it as a pill. And we have ashwagandha root gummies as well. Very strong, very powerful. Now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, experience these great products and others, and fund the InfoWar. The only way we fail is not taking action. God bless you. Now please visit InfoWarsStore.com and experience these powerful products for yourself.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
We just have to demonstrate that he will not take power if he does run, making sure he, under legitimate efforts of our Constitution, does not become the next president again.
Well, there it is right there from Joe Biden, and that's what we are witnessing. Boy, oh boy. I don't know. I don't know what it's going to take for the American people to understand. A, the Democrat Party is the largest hate group and terror group in the history of the United States of America, still is to this day, a criminal organization, and that the globalists politically want to end your status as a sovereign citizen, an individual with rights given by God, and turn you into a digital slave. Until we accept, realize those things, and act upon those truths, we are going to continue to spiral further into tyranny and degradation. Until we recognize that, understand that, and respond accordingly. And until then, nothing is going to change. And we hoped it was going to be Donald Trump as the president that would put that to an end and stop that and reverse course, but here we are today, and it's worse than ever before. No matter how much you love or hate Donald Trump, that's a fact. That's a fact. So now we're going to find out just how committed they are. Are they going to arrest Donald Trump and not let him go? Are they going to gag him so that he can't campaign or talk about the political persecution? Tell me, could Joe Biden get an audience like Donald Trump? Of course not. Of course not. Tell me, have they talked about Joe Biden today on the corporate news media? No, they haven't. You know what they've been talking about all day? Donald Trump. Who's the real president, folks? Not Joe Biden. No. Nobody gives a damn about what Joe Biden does. Nobody gives a damn about what Joe Biden says, except to point out that he's a liar and a criminal and a fraud and not a legitimate president. I mean, I don't have CNN or MSNBC in front of me right now, but I'd be willing to make a hefty bet they're talking about Donald Trump and not Joe Biden. Just like it's been all day, just like it's been all weekend, just like it's been all week, just like it's been all year, just like it's been all Joe Biden's so-called presidency. Who's the real president? Who's the real mover and shaker? If it was Joe Biden, they'd be talking about him all day. They never do. They talk about Donald Trump. So here's Donald Trump arriving at Trump Tower today. And he is expected to turn himself in tomorrow in what is going to be an absolutely unruly scene in New York City. But this is what the Democrats wanted. This is what the Democrats were always going to do. Joe Biden just told you at the beginning of the segment. This is what Alvin Bragg campaigned on. I'm going to make an innocent man guilty. That was Alvin Bragg's campaign promise. He's now delivered. I'll give that to him. He delivers on promises. Trump doesn't. Trump didn't drain the swamp. Alvin Bragg arrested Donald Trump. One campaign promise delivered. The other, delivered in a different way. So we're going to be covering this. I got other news, though, that we need to cover as well. And I got a guest coming up. But, you know, the one story that I've been talking about, and I'm telling you, I follow the news, the media, talk radio, and everything, that, and nobody is really getting this. It's very few and far between where you're actually getting this type of coverage. And it's been right here at InfoWars. It's been yours truly. And you may recall, in fact, guys, pull up last night's Alex Jones show. I think I even put out the segment. And I did a whole segment last night talking about what a World War III type situation might be. And I explained how in this current time and space, I don't see where the U.S. goes. I don't see the U.S. having any allies, in fact. And I was explaining that last night. And what was the one country I said to keep your eye on to see what it would look like for the United States if they did decide to go to war with Russia? And I said Japan. Because they're one of our strongest allies, politically, geopolitically, culturally, except not anymore. So if the U.S. decides to launch a war against Russia in Ukraine, who will be our allies? China? No. Obviously not Russia. Iran? Of course not. Saudi Arabia? Nope. India? Nope. Mexico? Nope. Brazil? Nope. France? Nope. NATO countries? Not so fast. Maybe Japan. But I'll come back to that. Saudi Arabia? No. Saudi Arabia to cut oil production by 500,000 barrels per day until the end of 2023. Oil prices go up 6%. That is a direct shot across the bow of the United States of America. The Saudis know the U.S. is weak under Joe Biden. They know Joe Biden has turned our energy production off, and so they've got plenty of energy reserves. They've got plenty of oil reserves. They've got plenty of oil domestically. They don't need us, and they don't need more oil. So that we do. The U.S. is the one that needs the oil. The U.S. is the one that needs the energy. So OPEC is shutting it off in a 100% shot across our bow. That was 100% aimed at us. And your media and your politicians don't understand, don't seem to understand how serious this is. Maybe when your gas is $5-6 a gallon, you'll get it, but that's not even the issue. The issue is that the U.S. no longer has any allies. And you might think the Saudis are bad, and you might be right about that, but that's not even the point. We're trying to start a world war with Russia, and we don't have any allies, and nobody respects Joe Biden. Oil prices soar after Saudi Arabia leads coordinated OPEC cuts, totaling more than 1 million barrels a day. So the entire OPEC is now being aimed against the United States. And why wouldn't they? We're not making any oil. So they don't care. End of the dollar. India uses rupees rather than U.S. dollar for international trade. 18 countries agree to trade now in India rupees. Used to trade in U.S. dollar. Not anymore. That's a big deal. What about Mexico? Mexico now seriously considering joining BRICS, another blow to America under the corrupt Biden administration. I told you that was going to happen last year, and I'll tell you right now, it's not might. They're not considering. They will join BRICS. Bet it. I'll tell you, the American media and politicians really don't understand the situation we're in. They've been living in denial for too long, and they still can't get it. But here you go. What did I say? Eyes on Japan. Another loss for the U.S. Japan breaks with Western allies, buys Russian oil at prices above cap, and they're not going to be using the U.S. dollar in a very short period of time. InfoWars, tomorrow's news today. This country's never been in a worse place politically and geopolitically. We have no more allies around the world, and our real president is being arrested.
The fight against the New World Order is now the top story in the world. The globalists are in deep trouble, but they're striking back with all their deep state operatives to shut down InfoWars and other truth tellers like James O'Keefe and Tucker Carlson and countless others. So please pray for us now more than ever. Spread the word about the broadcast and get great products to keep us on air and fund our operation while at the same time enriching your life. Now we've got three new products available at InfoWarsStore.com and a bestseller back in stock. We have the amazing Dr. Jones Naturals turmeric toothpaste and so much more. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the ashwagandha root pills with black powder extract to accelerate your libido, stamina, testosterone, and we have pure ashwagandha gummies at InfoWarsStore.com as well. These are all the highest quality products. The prebiotic is now finally back in stock. They're all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So please take action now. Enrich your life, empower your body, and keep us on air. Please take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
The eugenicists, over 100 years ago, were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue. I've got some good news. Our high-quality supplements really work, and we have about an 80% reorder rate with customers. That's the good news. They're amazing. The bad news is around 1% or a little less of our actual viewers and listeners ever go to InfoWarsStore.com and ever actually buy the products. So you're missing out on these products, plus it funds the InfoWar. Think of what we've done with just 1% of our massive audience actually buying products. Think what would happen if those of you on the fence actually went to InfoWarsStore.com and got some of these amazing products. I would recommend Turmeric 95 for your joints, your bones, inflammation, to get one of the biggest effects so you reorder and see how great it is. Also, we've got the super high-quality full-spectrum CBD oil that's so good for your neurological systems, your brain, your joints, your bones as well. Or Real Red Pill Plus. Just go try the product, fund the InfoWar, and help us defeat the new world together. InfoWarsStore.com. It's hard to believe that we're already going into March 2023, and the world is an insane place. World War III has already started. Biden is a puppet and is dissolving our borders. There's mass censorship. James O'Keefe been removed from Project Veritas. The list goes on and on of the bad things that are happening. But the good things that are happening is humanity is really accelerating its awakening. But those of us on the forefront are under more attack by the establishment than ever. That's why I'm counting on you to spread the word about the broadcast, to pray for the broadcast, and to keep the broadcast on the air by getting great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And whether it's a final signed copy, they're almost all sold out, or the Great Reset in the War for the World, or Ultimate Bone Broth, finally back in stock after over 2 years, it's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. These are truly amazing products. So get your InfoWars products at InfoWarsStore.com and enrich your life while keeping the broadcast on the air. It is your decision on whether or not we stay on air, so please take action now at InfoWarsStore.
Infowars.com/show. Locked in a battle for the soul of humanity. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at band.video.
Donald Trump arriving at Trump Tower today. When they arrest him tomorrow, do you think they'll really let him go? Do you think they'll gag him? Is this their big move to end Donald Trump's run? Well, we'll know in about 24 hours or less. And, of course, we'll have the coverage right here at InfoWars.com and band.video. Remember, we are listener-supported. It's your support at InfoWarsStore.com that makes everything we do here possible. And we make it easy because we sell products that you need, like toothpaste, like emergency food supplies, air filtration, water filtration, which is all back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The 1 year, 6 month, 3 month, or 1 month emergency food supplies. I mean, you see the country collapsing all around you, folks. Now's the time to get prepared and hope you don't need it. Now's the time you get prepared and hope you don't need it rather than need it and not have it emergency food supplies in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com, meaning when you order it, it's getting shipped. It's not, you're getting put on a list and it ships, who knows, whenever it's in stock. No, it's in stock. It ships when you order it right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can do the work for yourself to find the cheapest, highest quality storable food out there, but we've already done it and we put it at InfoWarsStore.com. So it's your support there that keeps us on the air. And we appreciate you for that. Okay. Meanwhile, as we're all watching Donald Trump, there's another candidate right now that I think is doing great work, and that's Vivek Ramaswamy. I've not heard a single candidate, in fact, not just a candidate from the Republican Party, I'm not sure I've heard of a single Republican mention the name Douglas Mackey. Vivek Ramaswamy has. He says, Douglas Mackey now faces a staggering 10 years in prison for poking fun at his political opponents, yet people on the other side did the exact same thing with impunity. This is a frightening weaponization of our justice system. I will fix this as president and will announce my specific commitment soon. And did you remember this video? They're arresting Mackey for making a meme on the internet, supposedly to deceive voters. Well, what is this then in clip 11?
Hey, everybody. This is Christina Wong, and I'm coming out. I'm a Trump supporter, and I just want to remind all my fellow Chinese Americans for Trump, people of color for Trump, to vote. Vote for Trump on Wednesday, November 9th. Really important day. We're going to show this country who's boss, and that's our man, Donald Trump. So don't forget to vote Donald Trump on November 9th.
So that's obviously a joke. Even if it was meant to deceive Trump voters intentionally, it's a joke. It's not a crime. Now, will she get charged? Will she get arrested? Will she face 10 years in jail? No, because she's a liberal. Or whoever that is. I don't even care who that is. She could be liberal conservative. The point is, it's a joke. But why did Douglas Mackey get charged and get 10 years in jail? Because he's a conservative and he went after the Democrats. You're not allowed to go after Democrats. You can go after Republicans. You can lie about them, attack them, hell, kill them all day long, and you'll be supported by the mainstream media and the Democrats. But you do anything that's anti-Democrat party, you're going to get arrested. So that's Vivek Ramaswamy pointing that out. Again, nobody else. I haven't heard any other Republican, no presidential candidate, not even Donald Trump. Nobody else has said that name. Vivek did, though. Here's Vivek again. Joe Biden, cut the act and admit the truth. This is Vivek responding to Joe Biden promoting Transgender Day. Again, I don't see how many other conservative, how many other presidential candidates are saying this. Vivek is. Joe Biden, cut the act and admit the truth. When someone identifies as a gender different from their biological sex, that's usually a sign that they suffer from a mental illness. We should treat every human being with dignity and respect, and that's why I reject the idea that this is somehow humane to affirm a kid's confusion rather than actually help them. It is humane. Stop it. Vivek Ramaswamy. Vivek, again, I will end affirmative action. I will totally dismantle the climate cult. I will use our military to secure our borders from the drug cartels and end the fentanyl crisis. I will not apologize for leading an American revival. Here's Vivek on Meet the Press this weekend in clip 18.
Shut down the Department of Education. Reform the administrative state. Actually, you want to talk about solving the fentanyl crisis using the military to get that job done? That's something I've pledged to do. Not just building the wall, but using actually the U.S. military to secure the border. These are policies.
You may run into legal issues with that.
Well, I've actually, we've studied this actually in depth, and I'd love to go into depth with you. I think that that's actually a mistaken conception. Mm-hmm. It's spoken to actually a lot of legal scholars on this, yeah. And we could have a whole episode on that. But even taking on affirmative action, mm-hmm. abandoning the restrictions on the American energy sector, I think these are things that I will be able to take to the next level because we're doing it on principled moral foundation.
Boy, I'll tell you what, I'm obviously not into the Ron DeSantis bashing. I'm not necessarily against kind of the infighting, but I've made my statement. It's clear to me Ron DeSantis is not ready to run for president, and I hope he won't. Vivek, on the other hand, this has been a gift to the 2024 presidential campaign. This has been a gift to any serious conservative commentator looking for real issues being talked about from a conservative candidate. It's Vivek. And I'm sorry, but it's really not even Trump. And I've explained why I still support Trump. I've explained why at this point Trump probably still has my vote. It's mostly the international issues, the geopolitical issues, and just the redemption run that he's earned. But I'll tell you, if I'm not ready to say I'm supporting Vivek for president in 2024, I will tell you, I hope Donald Trump, if he doesn't just bring him into his administration, I hope he makes him the vice president. I hope he makes Vivek his vice president. This is the only person that's really campaigning with a true agenda and a message as far as I'm concerned. And Trump's already been there. We know what he's about, and he's dealing with the political persecution, so it's a little different. And he gets the massive crowds. Obviously, Vivek couldn't do that. But I'm following Vivek's campaign, and nobody is offering solutions. Nobody is offering anything close to what Vivek is offering. Not even close. In fact, guys, if you can for me, I didn't have this in front of me. If you go to Vivek's website, he's made like 9 or 10 promises. I mean, he's talking about abolishing the IRS, abolishing the FBI. I mean, this is what we want. This is what we need. We need to be amplifying Vivek's message, not ignoring it. Even if he isn't really possible to win in this go-around, this is the winning message. This needs to be the conservative message going forward. Because, quite frankly, even Trump's message is kind of dead on arrival now, because he already had 4 years. Look at where we're at. And now it's just the whole notion of, we got to get Trump back in there to save us internationally, geopolitically. And hopefully this time he'll have enough, let's say, gusto. I mean, what do you want to say? He'll have enough momentum. He'll actually have the drive and the will to drain the swamp and destroy the deep state. I mean, he says he was going to do it, and then he didn't, and now he's saying he's going to do it again. I mean, maybe he will this time. But I'll tell you what, if you want the message that needs to be the future of the Republican Party, if you want the message that is the winning message, it's everything, pretty much everything Vivek is saying and doing. Shut down the federal government. Shut down all these alphabet bureaucracies. Just shut it down. That's what the American people need. Get the government off our back. Vivek understands it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new toothpaste that my dad, a retired dentist and oral surgeon, developed. Dr. Jones Naturals Turmeric Toothpaste that just came into stock. And I got to tell you, I got samples of this months ago, and it is amazing. The way it makes your gums feel, what it does to your mouth, is insane. We know turmeric is an antioxidant and anti-inflammatory and does such great things for the body. Then you add that with tea tree oil and a bunch of other essential oils, it is just dynamite. It is so good to detox and attack inflammation in your mouth. I want to challenge everybody to try the new toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com, Dr. Jones Naturals Turmeric Toothpaste. And while you're at it, check out the new Ashwagandha line of products. We have Ashwagandha with black pepper extract for your libido, your testosterone, in pill form, and we have the pure ashwagandha root gummies as well, now available at InfoWarsStore.com. They're amazing products, and they fund the InfoWar. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. Right now, I'm not talking to the viewers and listeners that have gone to InfoWarsStore.com and gotten the great products that enrich your life, that empower your immune system and your body, and keep us on air. I am humbly, hand in hand, talking to the viewers and listeners that have tuned in, many of you for years, and never gone to InfoWarsStore.com. We know the vast, 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 vast majority of you never actually go to InfoWarsStore.com and never experience these great products and never fund the operation. Sure, you share a link, you share an article, you tell folks about the show. That's great, and I thank you. But we need funds to operate. Plus, we've got really great products that do amazing things for people, like our CBD oil and our Fizzy Magnesium and our Sleep Aid and our Nitric Oxide and our Real Red Pill Plus. All of these are really great products. They keep us on air. Plus, you're missing out on having these products. So get off the bench. Get in the game. Step to the plate and go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get these great InfoWars products at InfoWarsStore.com. We now have 3 new game-changing products that are in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And one of our best-selling products sold out for over a year that's now back in stock. Our prebiotic does need any introduction. With such amazing things for your gut flora, your overall health. What it does is essential. Go read about it at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, the fourth toothpaste designed by my dad. The last two were big hits. This one is really special. It's turmeric concentrate with a bunch of other essential oils and so much more to take your mouth's health to the next level. We also have high-quality ashwagandha root for your libido, your stamina, your testosterone with black pepper extract to accelerate it as a pill. And we have ashwagandha root gummies as well. Very strong, very powerful. Now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, experience these great products and others, and fund the InfoWar. The only way we fail is not taking action. God bless you. Now please visit InfoWarsStore.com and experience these powerful products for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has proven itself the last 28 years to be over the globalist target and having the biggest effect out there against those tyrants. And we fund our operation with viewers and listeners' support while selling you great products at the same time. So I want to thank all the viewers and listeners who have supported us over the years by spreading the word, praying for the broadcast, and buying product. But I really want to encourage those of you that have been on the fence, that have never actually gone to InfoWarsStore.com, to go there and get the great books and films and supplements and survival gear that's there that won't just empower you and enrich your life, but again, will keep this broadcast transmitting. So whether it's Real Red Pill Plus or our super high-quality CBD oil or the 50% off or a great Fizzy Magnesium product, or whether it's Down and Out, our great Sleep Aid that's back in stock, it's all there. Our turmeric, 95% cumanoid, strongest out there, turmeric 95. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and it keeps us on the air. So make the decision to enrich your life and keep us on air, InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room, InfoWars.com/show.
In time, and I'll explain why. Well, actually, I'll start with this. From ABC News this weekend, the U.S. leads the world in weather catastrophes. Here's why. Do I need to tell you about why? I mean, you know what they're blaming, right? Yeah, man-made climate change, of course. Yeah, that's what it is. It's not, even though China and India have much more carbon emissions than the United States, it's not even close. It's our carbon emissions causing the catastrophes here. Yeah, I'm sure. Or maybe it's a weather weapon. I don't know. You figure it out. But it's definitely not our carbon emissions. But no, they tell you it's you causing the weather disasters, and so you need to just die, really. I mean, you know, first it shut off your energy and stop driving cars and everything, but really, you just need to die. But the same people telling you this, here's what they told you in 2009 in clip 3.
There is a 75% chance that the entire North Polar ice cap during some of the summer months could be completely ice-free within the next 5 to 7 years.
You have sea ice, which is melting at a rate that the Arctic Ocean now increasingly is exposed. In 5 years, scientists predict we will have the first ice-free Arctic summer.
Nope. So what happened at the North Pole that Al Gore said would be completely melted by now? They had to remove the signs at the glacier park that said this glacier park will be glacier free by the year 2020. They had to remove that sign. The glaciers were bigger than ever. So, Al Gore, John Kerry says that essentially he's claiming Antarctica is just going to melt, saying Antarctica is going to melt. Okay. What happened? Well, a team of scientists believed Al Gore and believed John Kerry. That was their first mistake. And so they took a ship down to the South Pole to see how much it had melted. And do you know what happened? It got stuck in ice before they could even reach their destination. Stuck in ice. So these same people that are known liars and provably inaccurate in their predictions are still getting policy made even though everything they told you is wrong. Okay, well, that's one issue. Why else would I be talking about Al Gore today? Because I may still be pretty young, but I'm old enough to remember. I'm old enough to remember Bush versus Gore. And I'm old enough to remember the Democrats complaining about a stolen election from Al Gore. Remember that? Oh. Oh. So you can complain about a stolen election from Al Gore, then you complain about a stolen election from Hillary Clinton, but if a Republican says, God forbid, that Trump was stolen, that the election was stolen from Trump, that is a punishable offense. See? That you need to be shut down for. And the deception continues. Joe Manchin is upset, but Joe, you're the one that continues to be a Democrat and deceived by your fellow Democrats. Joe Manchin is angry that Joe Biden's regime is writing rules and regulations that are totally foreign to what he thought the Inflation Act would do. Folks, your politicians are either all blackmailed and don't give a damn, or they're just that lazy. So, Joe, are you telling me you didn't read the bill? Because we all knew it had nothing to do with inflation reduction. We read the bill. What we could get our hands on, what we had time to read, we knew it was all about stopping man-made climate change and foreign money and Ukraine. The thrust of the Inflation Reduction Act was money for Ukraine and man-made climate change green policies. So, Joe, if you didn't know that, that's on you, dude. We all knew that. How did they slip that one by you? It's like the same thing. Lindsey Graham goes on primetime with Jesse Waters, and Jesse says, you know, Lindsey, this is a bad bill, this Restrict Act. We need to stop it. And then Lindsey bashes the bill, and Jesse says, wait a second, Lindsey, you know that you co-sponsored the bill, right? You signed the bill. He didn't even know. Lindsey Graham co-sponsoring bills he doesn't even know about. Joe Manchin signing bills he doesn't even read. There's your problem. Then there's Joe Biden. What's he doing today? He's telling you there's another pandemic coming. He doesn't know anything. He doesn't know where his pants are. He doesn't know where his wallet is. Most of the time, he's not even sure where he himself is. The other day, he was in Philadelphia, and he started looking up at the sky, literally like, you know, Abe Simpson in The Simpsons. He started looking up the sky, pointing at the sky and shouting and screaming at the sky. That's how low he's, that's where he's at. And then here's Joe Biden at a press conference. So he doesn't know where he's at, but somehow he knows there's another pandemic coming in clip 10.
From Congress.
Well, we'll get through at least this year. We do need more money, but we don't just need more money for vaccines for children eventually. We need more money to plan for the second pandemic. There's going to be another pandemic.
Fan for the second pandemic? Is that what he said? So Joe Biden told you that they would politically persecute and arrest Trump to stop him from running. Now here we are. There's Joe Biden telling you there's going to be another pandemic. So just remember that clip when they launch their second pandemic. It'll probably be next year. If they can't get Trump out of the way, they'll just launch a pandemic and do more election shenanigans. So he warned you. He said they were going to persecute Trump to stop him from running. That was in 2022. Now here we are. So there's Joe Biden in 2022 saying there's going to be a second pandemic. So when is that going to be? I guess Joe Biden is Nostradamus. I guess he's finally got some foresight. No, they all knew it was coming. They knew the arrest of Trump was coming, and they know they're going to launch another pandemic. Except it'll probably be a lot worse. They're talking about, I think it's the Marburg is what the virus is that they're talking about in Africa right now. The U.S. is sending a bunch of doctors and health experts over there to stop this Marburg virus. And this is even worse. It's like a hemorrhagenic, I think is what it's called. Basically, it makes you bleed out of your eyes and your ears and everything. So imagine with all the fear-mongering they did of COVID Imagine if you had a virus that was making you bleed out of your eyes and ears. Imagine the fear-mongering and imagine the fear that will set in from that. And so Joe Biden just told you they have that planned. So is anybody going to do anything to stop that from happening? Probably not. Probably not. So we'll go through another pandemic and it'll totally be staged and scripted just like the first one. Not saying that there won't be a virus or people won't die, but it's controlled. It's an operation. It's a military operation against you. It's a psychological operation against you. So just remember, Joe Biden told you they would arrest Trump 2022. They did it. He told you there'd be another pandemic, so they're going to do that too. And then there's John Fetterman. New and improved John Fetterman does interview with CBS Sunday Morning, reveals shocking details of post-election condition, and they're saying he had depression. Quote from Fetterman, I had stopped leaving my bed. I had stopped eating. I was dropping weight. I had stopped engaging some of the most important things that I love in my life. So why are you still a senator? If you can't talk, if you can't walk, if you can't think, if you can't hear, if you can't eat, if you can't get out of bed, why in the hell are you still a senator? No, this is just like Joe Biden. John Fetterman is being used and abused by the Democrat Party. And you know what's actually maybe even more pathetic than John Fetterman in this issue? Dr. Oz. Geez, Dr. Oz, you really disappeared quick, didn't you? I guess we find out how much you really cared about the country. Not at all for you to disappear. So Fetterman does the disappearing act, but so does Dr. Oz when he could be filling in that gap and making a strong point, and instead he disappears. Really pathetic, in my opinion. So John Fetterman can't get out of bed, but he's somehow still a senator. Why? Because the whole thing was an act. The whole thing was a front. And the Democrats spent almost $250 million to get Fetterman in the office, so he's not allowed to leave. That cost too much. But if you can't think, you can't talk, you can't walk, you can't get out of bed, you can't eat, you probably shouldn't be a senator. But this whole thing, I've decided, I know this is going to rub some people the wrong way, but that's okay because it's tough love. Folks, I'm not saying depression isn't real. But there's only one person that can beat depression, and that's you. You have to have the willpower to get yourself out of bed and decide to conquer the day and not let your depression conquer you. Okay? I'm sick of this. Oh my gosh, I have anxiety. I need to stay at home all day.
The fight against the New World Order is now the top story in the world. The globalists are in deep trouble, but they're striking back with all their deep state operatives to shut down InfoWars and other truth tellers like James O'Keefe and Tucker Carlson and countless others. So please pray for us now more than ever. Spread the word about the broadcast and get great products to keep us on air and fund our operation while at the same time enriching your life. Now we've got three new products available at InfoWarsStore.com and a bestseller back in stock. We have the amazing Dr. Jones Naturals turmeric toothpaste and so much more. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the ashwagandha root pills with black powder extract to accelerate your libido, stamina, testosterone, and we have pure ashwagandha gummies at InfoWarsStore.com as well. These are all the highest quality products. The prebiotic is now finally back in stock. They're all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So please take action now. Enrich your life, empower your body, and keep us on air. Please take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Humanity is in a fight for its very life. And InfoWars, for decades, has been at the very forefront of the fight for a pro-human future. We can't stay on air without your help, and I want to thank you all for your past support. And I want to encourage those of you that have never bought products at InfoWarsStore.com to go there and experience how amazing these products really are. Ultimate Bone Broth, finally sold out for over 2 years, back in stock. Real Red Pill Plus, simply amazing. Nitric Boost, what it does for your heart, the cardiovascular, critical. All these products like Ultimate Krill Oil, Ultimate Fish Oil, Supermel Vitality, they're all available and in stock, ready to ship to you right now on InfoWarsStore.com. And the final 1,200 signed copies of my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and I'm not going to sign any more after that, are exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com as well. In the last month, I got a little busy, so I didn't sign the books. We didn't have them for sale. But now, I signed the last books. You can get them right now.
Infowars.com/show.
friend likes to ask the question, are you a boy or a girl? And Nash answers, I'm just a kid.
But a kid, but kids can be boys or
girls. They can be boys or girls.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or maybe non-binary.
Yeah.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
I can call the police.
I need your corporate number. Because I'm going to call them and talk about how I was misgendered several times in this store.
You're not being polite to the pronouns.
Because
disrespectful.
Okay, forget about the disrespect. Facts don't care about your feelings. It turns out that every chromosome, every cell in Caitlyn Jenner's body is male with the exception of some of his sperm cells.
You cut that out now or you'll go home in an ambulance.
Yeah, that seems mildly inappropriate for a political discussion.
There's all these calls here for the International Day of Rage of the Trans People. Men that think they're women and women that think they're men out with sandwich boards with images of rifles saying trans rights or else. And the main trans resistance movement came out and said, the shooter's a victim too. You made him do it when it's a her.
One of the things that we saw during the midterm elections is that people don't want their freedoms to be taken. They want us to fight for their freedoms. And so it is shameful. It is disturbing. And our hearts go out to the trans community as they are under attack right now.
In the fight for human rights, we must affirm that trans rights are human rights.
Do not touch him. Don't touch him.
This guy
just shoved the old guy right down onto the ground.
Really?
There is still a lot that we don't know about Monday's horrific and deadly mass shooting at a Nashville Christian school. But after police said the suspect was transgender, one thing is clear. Tennessee's already under siege transgender community is terrified. One advocate told NBC News, we are already fearing for our lives. Now it's even worse. The right-wing moral panic over transgender people living their lives or seeking medical care or simply existing obviously predates the Nashville massacre. But some on the right are linking the tragedy to their raging nationwide crusade against transgender people in ways that are just dangerous and, frankly, evil.
Three adults, 2 9-year-olds, and one about to turn 9 had been shot dead.
Moreover, when we advance equality and racial justice and invest in young people, protect the LGBTQ+ individuals, our societies are not only fairer, but they're stronger.
International Day of Rage and Violence coming up April 1st, and it's an image of a trans person with an AR-15. Nobody's going to save them. Why? The state isn't getting access to children to sterilize them. They're putting up a little bit of a fight. So the answer is, let's go out and get violent. Notice a pattern? Colorado Springs shooter identifies as non-binary. Denver shooter identifies as trans. The Uvalde shooter was into that too. Aberdeen shooter identifies as trans. Nashville shooter identified as trans. Confused, freaked out, whacked out people on major, major, major hormones.
For someone who identifies as transgender, however, that's not a problem in their body. Gender identity, all identities, they're in our thoughts. Thoughts and feelings, those are not hardwired, they develop. And they may be factually wrong or factually correct. The definition of a delusion is a fixed false belief.
Guys, you're not protecting a kid by cutting his wiener off! You kids! You should not have your... Get off me!
A lot of these people that I identify as non-binary or transgender are high-functioning autists. You'll see now in the media they're talking about Aubrey Hale is a high-functioning autist. So that is the crux of this problem, is that we're basically enabling people that are actually mentally challenged. It's even stronger than gender dysphoria. They're actually suffering from autism. And that is why this society is getting so bad, because the increased rate of autism is going to only increase the rate of transgenderism.
And it's very sad, but they're howling, they're barking at the moon, they're chirping, and they're just rolling them in like, here's where you're loved, here's where you're accepted.
And unfortunately, we've got more of this content to cover. I know, folks, believe me, I'm sick of it too. But someone has to stand up against these pedophiles, so we'll take that role.
Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
Texas activist is joining us now, and that is Sarah Fields. You can find her on Twitter at Sarah is Censored. Her website, TexasFreedomCoalition.com. Yes, she's with those great people as well. And full disclosure, I was not too familiar with Sarah's work. I'd seen it over the years, but I wasn't too familiar with her. And I saw that she was out at it alone. I believe it was last Tuesday or Wednesday at the Texas State Capitol with a bunch of pro-child mutilation protesters. And Sarah, I have to be honest with you, my heart broke a little bit because seeing you out there by yourself, I mean, I go at it by myself, but look, I'm a man, you know, I'm a raging masculinist, and so I don't really mind putting myself in those situations. But for you to be out there alone as a mother, it hit me a little differently, and you were stunned at the lack of support. And sadly, I've become accustomed to that, and so it didn't stun me as much. But talk about what it was like being out there at the Texas Capitol, filled with a bunch of men dressed as women going in and out of the women's bathrooms, where there's children in there, by the way, screaming and shouting, doing a die-in after a trans individual murdered six people, and then they claim they're the victim. Just talk about what it was like to go through that, and why don't we get more support here in Texas?
Right. So let me first start off by saying I was not completely alone. We were definitely a handful of activists out there. I had Michelle Evans with me. I also have Tracy Shannon, who is the Texas Director of Mass Resistance, as well as Kevin Witt, and maybe a few other people. But at the end of the day, 2,800 people were registered to speak for that bill, and under 100 actually expressed support for the bill, which would ban pediatric gender modification and the surgeries that are being done on children. There were thousands there that were ready to testify against the bill. There was probably well over 1,000 people, trans activists there that were 100% against us. And it was very emotional. It was very overwhelming. And just a handful of us did feel very alone. And it was honestly kind of shocking because you see so much attention being brought to this issue, right? It's one of the most prevalent issues in the state of Texas, where we're trying to protect children from literal mutilation on their bodies, from doctors and from the parents that are being pushed into it, from a doctor that'll tell them, well, do you want a dead child or do you want a trans child? It's absolutely heartbreaking that is happening. But we were in that room for a good 12 hours. I believe it started in the afternoon and it did not end until midnight. If you left the room, you lost your place in the room. You lost your seat. So most of us, if we had to go to the restroom or whatever, you know, during the time of that of through the time of the committee, we tried to just not leave the room. And there were so many people there to testify against the bill. But one of the most heartbreaking things also is that you are given 2 minutes to speak. When they tell you to speak, you're given a full 2 minutes, which is not that long, in order to say everything you want to say. And after 2 minutes, if you are asked a question, you are literally given the floor. You can speak for however long you want, and it's a very broken system. There was a doctor there who was not even from the state of Texas. This doctor was from Minnesota, was given the floor for nearly 2 hours to speak about how much they wanted to, children deserve the right to be able to choose whether they wanted to be a boy or girl. Basically, this doctor was literally advocating these surgeries for children. 2 hours.
And just to be clear, does this doctor perform the surgeries?
Yes.
So this doctor has a self-interest to keep these surgeries going because they're making tens of thousands and, in the long run, potentially millions of dollars on this genital mutilation of children. So, of course, there's a self-interest there.
Yes, absolutely. And there were less than 100 people were allowed to testify. Those who did testify against the bill, a very large majority of them were doctors, which is absolutely unreal to me. How, you know, it's almost like the vaccine companies that are pushing the vaccine, but they're making money off of the vaccines. To me, that it's the same concept. But what was absolutely heartbreaking to me was that there was a detransitioner there named Prisha. And the doctor that spoke, like I said, was given a very long time to speak. And they, at the end of him or her speaking, actually, it was a trans, by the way, so I'm not even sure if it was a man or a woman. I didn't know. But at the end, they were praised. They were told they were doing such a good job by some of the Democrat committee chairs. But like I said, this doctor was not even from Texas, lived in Minnesota, worked out of Minnesota, came to Texas to testify for this bill. Prisha, who is a detransitioner, came and told her story about what happens with puberty blockers, what happens with cross-sex hormones, when it's done to you as a child. And I felt so heartbroken for her, because she had had both breasts removed. She had facial hair. She had very thin hips, very broad shoulders from all the testosterone that was given to her. She's going to be permanently disfigured for the rest of her life. And she came there to speak on that and to speak for the bill. She was given a full 2 minutes to speak, not long at all. And then by the time Prisha was done, I'm not sure who it was, but one of the Democrat committee chairs says, "So you did not transition in the state of Texas?" And she said, "Well, no." "Did you detransition in the state of Texas?" She said, "No, I did not. This actually happened in California. But puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones are the same all across the board. I now live in Texas, and I came here to share my story of what can happen." And they completely dismissed her and invalidated her simply because this did not even occur in Texas.
So the out-of-state doctor gets 2 hours to talk and gets praised because she's potentially, or this doctor's potentially going to make millions on the trans kid surgeries. But when an actual detransitioner is speaking on the actual issue, so you could say, okay, there's interest in the doctor performing the surgeries. Well, there's interest in the detransitioner as well, warning about the side effects and the lifelong impacts. But that person from out of state, you're discounted. Your opinion doesn't count. You're out of state. But the doctor who's set to make millions on these surgeries, that opinion is good, even though it's out of state.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It was very, the whole thing was a very much an emotional roller coaster. Watching children come up there with their parents, there were two little boys. I will say they're little boys. They presented as girls because they wore dresses, came up towards the end. It was almost midnight at that point to talk about how, you don't get the right to tell me who I want to be. And, you know, it was obvious. You could tell that their speeches were written by their parents. I actually did not even get to speak. I was never called on. Kevin Witt was not called on. Tracy Shannon was not called on. But what was very interesting to me is that I did not see very many children there. I paid very close attention to my surroundings and everybody I saw. I tried to talk to some people, even though the majority of them were not approachable. But those two children were the only two children that I actually saw for the majority of the end of the day. And it was interesting to me that there were thousands there. There was so many people there to speak for the bill. Less than 100 people were called upon, but yet somehow those two children were given the opportunity to speak. Statistically, it seemed very strange, and it seemed almost as if it was planned that way.
Well, let's just call it like it is. It's not just a statistical improbability. It's a statistical impossibility. And I think that your hunch here is right, that the whole thing was rigged. Now on that issue of where are all the kids at the trans kids event, I want to expand on that on the other side of this break, because I had the same experience when I was at the Capitol on Monday. There were no kids there. It was just adults.
We now have three new game-changing products that are in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And one of our best-selling products sold out for over a year that's now back in stock. Our prebiotic does need any introduction. Does such amazing things for your gut flora, your overall health. What it does is essential. Go read about it at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, the fourth toothpaste designed by my dad. The last two were big hits. This one is really special. It's turmeric concentrate with a bunch of other essential oils and so much more to take your mouth's health to the next level. We also have high-quality ashwagandha root for your libido, your stamina, your testosterone, with black pepper extract to accelerate it as a pill. And we have ashwagandha root gummies as well. Very strong, very powerful. Now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, experience these great products and others, and fund the InfoWar. The only way we fail is not taking action. God bless you. Now please visit InfoWarsStore.com and experience these powerful products for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new toothpaste that my dad, a retired dentist and oral surgeon, developed. Dr. Jones Naturals Tumor Toothpaste that just came into stock. And I got to tell you, I got samples of this months ago, and it is amazing. The way it makes your gums feel, what it does to your mouth, is insane. We know turmeric is an antioxidant and anti-inflammatory and does such great things for the body. Then you add that with tea tree oil and a bunch of other essential oils, it is just dynamite. It is so good to detox and attack inflammation in your mouth. I want to challenge everybody to try the new toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com, Dr. Jones Naturals Turmeric Toothpaste. And while you're at it, check out the new ashwagandha line of products. We have ashwagandha with black pepper extract for your libido, your testosterone, in pill form, and we have the pure ashwagandha root gummies as well, now available at InfoWarsStore.com. They're amazing products, and they fund the InfoWar. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalists at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all. I've got some good news. Our high-quality supplements really work, and we have about an 80% reorder rate with customers. That's the good news. They're amazing. The bad news is around 1% or a little less of our actual viewers and listeners ever go to InfoWarsStore.com and ever actually buy the products. So you're missing out on these products, plus it funds the InfoWar. Think of what we've done with just 1% of our massive audience actually buying products. Think what would happen
if those of you on the fence actually went to InfoWarsStore.com and got some of these amazing products. I would recommend Turmeric 95 for your joints, your bones, inflammation, to get one of the biggest effects so you reorder it and see how great it is. Also, we've got the super high quality full spectrum CBD oil that's so good for your neurological systems, your brain, your joints, your bones as well. Or Real Red Pill Plus. Just go try the product, fund the InfoWar, and help us defeat the New World Order together. InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
Sarah Fields is our guest. She's with the Texas Freedom Coalition doing great work. And we were talking about our experience at the Capitol. And I was out there on Monday. You probably remember the crazy video, and I'm going through it in my head. I think I remember seeing two kids, if there were 200 or 300 deranged liberals there, I think two of them were children, and I actually approached them to have a conversation, and I just said, hey, what are you guys doing here? What do you think about this? And one of the cult leaders, a man pretending to be a woman, came up and made sure that they didn't talk to me. That's how cults work. But really, this phenomenon, I mean, do you think it's that they don't want the average Texan to see what a trans kid is, to see a girl with their breast chopped off, or a boy who's been neutered? Is it that they don't want you to see these kids? Is it that they just really don't exist? Because what I noticed is, I mean, 95% of the people that were out there when I was out there were gay individuals and trans individuals, all adults. Why do they keep thinking about children's sexual organs, I wonder?
So there's actually a long answer to that if you want it. So I have an MS in psychology, and I learned about what happens to a child when they are sexually abused and when they are exposed to sex so much. And a lot of these adults either really think that they're doing something good, that they're doing something right for their community, because they are low information, they're revolutionaries, if you will, and they're being told that they are dying, that people hate them, that they need to defend it, you know, their ideology with everything they have, because like I said, they're being raised to be revolutionaries. Or there is something actually a lot more sinister, which I believe that the elites and those who sit in higher power, they're doing this on purpose. And the reason, if you will, go into a little bit of psychology with me, when we are first born, we are in a very intense learning phase, and we experience the world around us and we soak it all in. And that's why toddlers seem like they're quite literally in all of everything. And there are two very important parts of your brain. It's the limbic system and the prefrontal cortex. And the prefrontal cortex is the rational part of your brain. Okay. Remember that. And this area of the brain is used for logical thinking, abstract thought, and behavior regulation. So imagine what happens when that part of the brain is suppressed. And the reason that it is suppressed is a lot of times from sexual trauma, sexual abuse, and being exposed to sexual things before they're actually ready to comprehend it. And so when you have so many children that are in the public school system, I do speak out against the public school system, because I believe children are being sexually abused. I believe they're being indoctrinated, and I believe they're being groomed. And when children, regardless of where they turn, whether it be to the TV, the internet, public schools, these drag shows that seem to be taking place, it seems at this point almost every single day, even in the state of Texas, or at a family-friendly drag show at a bar, everywhere they turned, they are being exposed to this. So when you use sex as a weapon towards a child, it will literally destroy their life. You will have the ability to take control of every aspect of that child's life. the child will ultimately become a walking zombie, and they will not fight for individual liberty, justice for all, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, you name it. They are like a turtle that retreats into their shell. They go into this, into survival mode, and they're very easy to control. And that is exactly what the evil elites want. They want to normalize this. So, of course, they want to shove it down the children's throats at the libraries and the bars while creating events that they believe are geared towards families and children are a good idea to them. And like I said, some may actually think that what they're doing is perfectly okay because they think that they are under attack. I actually have, it's not necessarily a friend, but it's an acquaintance in the political world that I'm in who is a trans, and we get into it from time to time and we talk. And I cannot tell you how many times I have actually had to point out to this trans individual how wrong they are about the things that they are being told. For example, this trans individual has a three-year-old child and gets this child on the weekends and has now been told by the trans community that if her ex takes her child out of state and takes her child to Florida, that there are now laws in Florida. There's a law in Florida that if it passes, they will have the right to take their child away just because they're trans. And then she sent me the bill and I read the bill, and the bill did not say anything like that. It did not say that if you're trans, we're going to take your child away. It said that if the child is being given prescription, puberty blockers and is being abused in that way, is being given cross-sex hormones and the trans lifestyle is being pushed on that child in the form of abuse, then they will look into taking that child away because it's going to be defined as abuse. But this person was so grossly lied to about what the bill actually said, and it causes anger and it causes deep emotion, and then they feel like they have to fight, that they have to fight for this ideology because they're being given very little information about what the actual truth is. And I never thought in a million years that by unapologetically speaking the truth would make myself and the few that I work with so incredibly unique in today's society.
Well, it's hard to even fathom the world we live in. I mean, it's like we're in the zombie apocalypse. I mean, when I see these people laying on the ground in the Capitol doing a die-in because trans people are the victims after a lunatic trans person murdered six people, I mean, these are zombie hordes. They can't think for themselves. They're literally brainwashed zombie hordes at this point. So the question becomes, well, geez, how do you defeat a zombie horde? And I ask this question, you know, obviously tongue in cheek, but it's an easy way to defeat the propaganda. And I just say, okay, you know, if trans kids are so great, and I'll just ask you, what would happen if every kid was trans? Because you bring up the elite wanting children to be easily manipulated, but it's further than that. What would happen if every kid was trans, Sarah? What would happen?
That's an excellent question. if every kid was trans, we would have it.
We'd go extinct.
We'd go extinct. We would not be able to procreate. We would not be able to have children. The cross-sex hormones and the puberty blockers actually makes females sterile. Like my friend Prisha, she is sterile. So you cannot procreate, you cannot have children, and you would have a lot of very mentally ill people.
So this is what I believe is truly behind the trans kid movement. Sadly, they want abuse victims that are easy to deceive and manipulate, but then if they can really get you to chop off your genitals and become sterile, then they've won. They've conquered you. They've extincted humanity. If every kid was a trans kid, humanity would go extinct. Maybe that's the agenda behind this. Sarah, if you could do one more segment, let's finish off this interview on the other side with some of the other craziness going on around the country. We'll be right back.
The fight against the New World Order is now the top story in the world. The globalists are in deep trouble, but they're striking back with all their deep state operatives to shut down InfoWars and other truth tellers like James O'Keefe, and Tucker Carlson, and countless others. So please, pray for us now more than ever. Spread the word about the broadcast and get great products to keep us on air and fund our operation while at the same time enriching your life. Now, we've got three new products available at InfoWarsStore.com and a bestseller back in stock. We have the amazing Dr. Jones Naturals turmeric toothpaste and so much more. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the ashwagandha root pills with black powder extract to accelerate your libido, stamina, testosterone, and we have pure ashwagandha gummies at InfoWarsStore.com as well. These are all the highest quality products. The prebiotic is now finally back in stock. They're all there at InfoWarsStore.com, so please take action now. Enrich your life, empower your body, and keep us on air. Please take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
There is a war for the future happening right now. There is a war that will control my destiny, your destiny, our children's destinies. And that war is something that we can win, but it takes dedication. It takes commitment. That's why I ask listeners respectfully to go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy great products that will enrich and empower your life while keeping us on air at the very same time. InfoWarsStore.com to get a signed or unsigned copy of my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, Nitric Boost, the amazing CBD oil we have that's the highest quality you're going to find anywhere at more than half off. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, some of the very best products. And a lot of you have never shopped at InfoWarsStore. You've been watching for years, you've been listening for years, but you've never taken the step to go to InfoWarsStore. These are great products that really work and are amazing. Plus, they keep us on air. So again, please take action. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new toothpaste that my dad, a retired dentist and oral surgeon, developed. Dr. Jones Naturals Turmeric Toothpaste that just came into stock. And I got to tell you, I got samples of this months ago, and it is amazing. The way it makes your gums feel, what it does to your mouth, is insane. We know turmeric is an antioxidant and anti-inflammatory and does such great things for the body. Then you add that with tea tree oil and a bunch of other essential oils. It is just dynamite. It is so good to detox and attack inflammation in your mouth. I want to challenge everybody to try the new toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com. Dr. Jones Naturals Turmeric Toothpaste. And while you're at it, check out the new ashwagandha line of products. We have ashwagandha with black pepper extract for your libido, your testosterone in pill form. And we have the pure ashwagandha root gummies as well, now available at InfoWarsStore.com. They're amazing products, and they fund the InfoWar. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has proven itself the last 28 years to be over the globalist target and having the biggest effect out there against those tyrants. And we fund our operation with viewers and listeners' support while selling you great products at the same time. So I want to thank all the viewers and listeners who have supported us over the years by spreading the word, praying for the broadcast, and buying product. But I really want to encourage those of you that have been on the fence, have never actually gone to InfoWarsStore.com, to go there and get the great books and films and supplements and survival gear that's there that won't just empower you and enrich your life, but again, will keep this broadcast transmitting. So whether it's Real Red Pill Plus or our super high-quality CBD oil or the 50% off or our great Physio Magnesium product or whether it's Down and Out, our great Sleep Aid that's back in stock, it's all there. Our turmeric, 95% cumanoid, strongest out there, turmeric 95. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and it keeps us on the air. So make the decision to enrich your life and keep us on air, InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room, InfoWars.com/show.
We are in a war for America. This is the War Room.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
I saw this cartoon on the internet today and I wanted to share it with you. It's a trans person sitting at a podium like they're a Christian or a Catholic preaching, convincing you that trans kids is a good thing. And then Jesus walks in and they say, excuse me, who are you? And I think that summarizes it. Because Sarah, I don't know about you, but I noticed that they do prayer circles at these things. These are people that hate Christianity. They hate God. They love abortion. But then when it comes to trans kids, all of a sudden they can be seen praying, and all of a sudden these female ministers start crawling out of the woodwork and they're everywhere, and trans ministers, I think they're all, every single one of them, frauds, quite frankly. But I'm curious, did you see this as well when you were out there? And what is this weird thing that they hate God, they hate religion, except when it comes to trans kids, then all of a sudden they put on a minister's outfit and start praying?
Yes, they hide behind this because they think that it makes them, I don't know if it makes them feel more justified in what they're saying. I don't know who they're praying to. I really don't. Because this is actually a great opportunity to bring up the fact that also during that hearing, there was a pastor from Methodist United Houston, I believe it was Houston Methodist United Church. And I can't remember the pastor's name. I did post about it. But that pastor came and spoke and actually spoke against the bill. And it was the most unreal, insane thing I've ever heard. As a Christian myself, all I could think in my head was, wow, I'm literally watching the birthing pains of the end of the world as we know it. Because here is a pastor that is a literal wolf in sheep's clothing that is saying that good is bad and bad is good. And it's literally what the Bible predicted was going to happen. And I'm so thankful for Representative Tony Tinderholt. He is amazing and he speaks truth unapologetically, just like some of us do. And he asked this pastor, are you familiar with Matthew 18:6? And the pastor could not answer the question. Could not tell you what Matthew 18:6 was, talking about if someone offends one of my children, one of my innocent children, it would be better for him to have a heavy millstone hung around his neck and be drowned in the depths of the sea. And the pastor was not even familiar with that verse, but yet this pastor was here talking about how children are made in God's image, but they should be given a choice of whether they want to be a boy or a girl because they deserve affirming health care. That was absolutely unreal to me. And then, yes, I did see the seances. I did see them praying. But you also have to really wonder, are they really talking to God or are they talking to demons? Are they talking to Satan? Because a lot of these people are Satanists. They're self-proclaimed Satanists. They tell you that they're Satanists. And I did see them praying. I saw a lot of them out there with the garments, the rainbow garments out there in the middle. And it's honestly very heartbreaking to watch. And at the end of that hearing at midnight, everybody that was there to speak against the bill had left that room. And they were all outside and they were chanting and at the top of their lungs, protect trans kids. And the few of us that were there to testify for the bill were still inside the room. And we were fearful, to be honest with you. And it was then that I realized just how alone I felt. Because I don't understand how so many people can speak out against this, but not complete the mission, which is to get law put into place so that we can protect these kids. And when it comes time to sacrifice and it comes time to spend your own money and to sacrifice your time with your family and even put your life and your people's lives around you on the line because you're fighting for what's right, I don't see very many people doing that. And it's very heartbreaking to me. And I knew that there would be a few of us. I know that in the end that there will only be a few Christians who actually stand their ground, but I just didn't expect it to be like this, I guess. I didn't realize it would be against the trans community, I guess. But you walk out that door, we walked out that door and all we could see were people who were just completely unhinged, screaming at us. Some of them were spitting. Some of them were, you know, holding their middle finger up and just all in our face. And there's no approaching these people. There's no talking to them. You cannot, they look like they look like they'll attack you if you even try to approach them. And then as we walked through the halls, they lay down in front of us one by one, and it was very emotional because we were trying not to step on them. We were trying not to trip because we are fearful of them. And it's absolutely unreal to me that they say that they are fearful for their lives, that they are experiencing all this persecution and they are experiencing trans genocide, which I know is not true. When I have been, in the last couple of years, I have been doxxed. My life has been threatened. My family has been threatened. I have had them threaten to burn my house down. They have threatened to come after my children. I have other people as well who have had the same threats, and yet they say that they're the persecuted ones. And the hypocrisy is just it's out of this
world. Everything with the Satanists, everything with the demons is reverse reality. They're the violent terrorists, so they claim they're the victims. But what's even more shocking about it is the level it's reached, where a trans individual can murder 6 people at a school, and then the trans community says, look, see, we're the victims. One of ours murdered 6 people. We're the victims here. But I'm not surprised that this goes on. We all know that Satan is a liar. We all know that Satan tries to reverse reality to deceive people. And you know, here's the question I was going to ask, and you're kind of getting into this now, and that's, how do the Dems out activists conservatives, specifically in Texas? Because here's the thing. I could name off 10, 20 conservative talk show host influencers who are right here based in Texas that could easily activate and mobilize hundreds of people. There are massive churches here in Texas, all across Texas, including in Austin, that could easily mobilize hundreds, if not thousands of people. And they never take action. Never. Not once. They never put their boots on the streets. They never activate their congregation to take political action. I mean, what is it going to take for that to change? Is it that the conservative influencers making millions of dollars get censored on the internet and get debanked and lose all their money? Is it the pastors with millions of dollars and big fancy churches have somebody come and burn it down and take their money? I mean, what is it going to take for them to actually get active here?
We have too many foxes in the hen house. That's exactly what's wrong. This is why at this point, I don't claim to be on either side. I don't claim to be Republican even at this point, because we have too many foxes in the hen house and too many wolves in sheep's clothing. I'm going to be very truthful here and say that we had these exact bills last legislative session. We had 5 bills that would have banned pediatric gender modification last legislative session, and they did not pass. And if you want to know why, it was because of Republicans. It wasn't because of Democrats. Money is the root of all evil, and it is all about money. Governor Abbott and the lieutenant governor and Dade Phelan, who is the Speaker of the Texas House, have all taken money, millions of dollars. I'll just name one, the Border Health Pack. The Border Health Pack has a string of pediatric gender modification clinics all across, along the border of Texas. And they have taken millions of dollars in donations from the Border Health Pack. So we have too many people, too many rhinos in our Texas House. Even though it is a Republican Senate, a Republican House, we have a Republican governor, there's absolutely no excuse for it. But if you get down to the nitty-gritty of it, it is all about money. And that is why there are so few of us. And that's why I also think that it is all about money when it comes to so many people who claim to be activists, but they're really just riding off of the backs of the attention that this is getting. They're writing off the back.
We now have 3 new game-changing products that are in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And one of our best-selling products sold out for over a year that's now back in stock. Our prebiotic does need any introduction. Does such amazing things for your gut flora, your overall health. What it does is essential. Go read about it at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, the 4th toothpaste designed by my dad. The last 2 were big hits. This one is really special. It's turmeric concentrate with a bunch of other essential oils and so much more to take your mouth's health to the next level. We also have high-quality ashwagandha root for your libido, your stamina, your testosterone with black pepper extract to accelerate it as a pill. And we have ashwagandha root gummies as well. Very strong, very powerful. Now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, experience these great products and others, and fund the InfoWar. The only way we fail is not taking action. God bless you. Now please visit InfoWarsStore.com and experience these powerful products for yourself.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new toothpaste that my dad, a retired dentist and oral surgeon, developed. Dr. Jones Naturals Turmeric Toothpaste that just came into stock. And I got to tell you, I got samples of this months ago, and it is amazing. The way it makes your gums feel, what it does to your mouth, is insane. We know turmeric is an antioxidant and anti-inflammatory and does such great things for the body. Then you add that with tea tree oil and a bunch of other essential oils, it is just dynamite. It is so good to detox and attack inflammation in your mouth. I want to challenge everybody to try the new toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com, Dr. Jones Naturals Turmeric Toothpaste. And while you're at it, check out the new Ashwagandha line of products. We have Ashwagandha with black pepper extract for your libido, your testosterone, in pill form, and we have the pure Ashwagandha root gummies as well, now available at InfoWarsStore.com. They're amazing products, and they fund the InfoWar. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Sarah Fields was cut off by the break. I wanted to give her a chance to finish, and you were explaining how in the last Texas legislative session before the new Texas legislature was elected, how they had all these bills and they could have been passed and they weren't. And I've got to say too, the silence from Greg Abbott, Ken Paxton, and Dan Patrick has been deafening on this issue, and I mean, I like all of them. I think that especially Paxton has been a brave warrior here for conservative values in Texas. Abbott, not so much. Patrick, mediocre, but their silence on this issue is deafening. But you were explaining how these bills could have been passed a long time ago before these radical trans leftist demons could have showed up and done what they've done in the Capitol, but now they're all activated, and we still can't get the bills passed.
Yes. So I was going to finish by saying that, yes, they receive a lot of money, donations from Border Health PAC and certain organizations to, and it's lobbying. It's the continuing of these doctors that we mentioned earlier that want to continue lopping off the breasts of young girls and mutilating children, and they're in the pockets of all these people. And yes, the silence is very deafening from Greg Abbott and Dan Patrick. But, you know, you have to remember that Greg Abbott is a member of the WEF. and he is a globalist, and that is exactly why he's pushing school choice right now, because school choice is actually a globalist agenda, and that is what he's writing on right now. But as far as the sexualization of children, as far as he completely ignores the elephant in the room, which is the sexualization of children and what is happening in the state of Texas right now. And he is very quiet about it. I believe he tweeted just yesterday about, we're not going to let them ban gas stoves here in Texas. I don't care about gas stoves at this point. The fact that he even tweeted about that and patted himself on the back about gas stoves is absolutely unreal to me when we have children who are receiving lap dances from men in classrooms and in public areas, and he's just completely ignoring it. And then you ask also about why we can't seem to get organized. We were very complacent. For years, we were very complacent, and they got organized locally first. They also were allowed to infiltrate into our public school system, and then in came CRT and SEL and the sexual indoctrination of kids with the sexually explicit books. And like I mentioned before, the sexual trauma that occurs when a child is exposed to that too early, it really messes with them psychologically and mentally. And that's where they started years and years ago. And we were too complacent because we thought that we didn't have to do anything about it because we have Republicans who are fighting for us, and we don't have Republicans who are fighting for us. We have a handful of people that are literally banging their heads against brick walls. We have Senator Bob Hall, who is absolutely amazing. We have House Representative Brian Slayton. We have Representative Tony Tinderholt. And these people are ostracized, if you will. Like, they're not part of the club, if you will, is something that actually I've heard Brian Slayton say several times. And it's to the point that they are so far to the right as far as making sure that they just get the right thing done on moral grounds, even. You know, we have to morally do the right thing. There are some people who don't even want them to put bills through, good bills through, because it won't pass. Based on the fact of just who they are, it won't pass.
Well,
it should not be that way in our Texas House.
Yeah, and this dynamic is really, I think, better understood now than it has been before, whether it's what you're breaking down here or what Marjorie Taylor Greene was saying on 60 Minutes, how, hey, look, the anti-establishment wing of the Republican Party is what you see in Donald Trump and Marjorie Taylor Greene. It's the people like Brian Slayton. It's the people standing up against stopping the genital mutilation of children. We can talk about all the issues. And Leslie Stahl was stunned. She's like, Marjorie, why would you talk trash on the Republicans? Because we're not in a cult. We're not in a corrupt cult. If our people do the wrong thing, we call it out. We're not like Democrats in a cult here that just go along with whatever the cult does because that's what we're told to do. And so it's like this weird thing that the media can't understand, that we're breaking from them. No, we get it. You control the Republican and the Democrat Party. We get it. That's why we're breaking from the Republican Party. And it's sad that Texas, you know, the Lone Star State, deep red state, you know, don't mess with Texas. Well, gee, you know, Texas ain't the Texas we think it is it?
No, it's not. It's very bothersome to me because when I was in the military, and I've lived here since I got out of the military in 2010, and Texas is definitely not what I thought it was. It's definitely not. But we're going to fight for it and hopefully get these bills passed. And then just like I believe legislators should have term limits, I think that activists should have term limits. And if we actually accomplish what we're here for, you know, with a permanent solution, I think we need to take a long break because this has been an emotional roller coaster, an emotional ride, and it's been very hard on some of us. Some of us have made sacrifices that honestly will affect us. Some of the sacrifices I've made will affect me for the rest of my life, trying to fight for children, because this is a calling. For some people, this is a calling, and for some people, this is more of a spotlight. And the people who see this as a calling, who will sacrifice anything to get this done, those are the people who are going to end up actually affecting change in the state of Texas.
Oh my gosh, you are just nailing it right on the head with that statement. And I don't want to take it too much farther because you pretty much nailed it. But I mean, it's to me, there's a documentary. It was called The Last Dance. It's about the Bulls and their repeat three-peat. And there was so much relatable to that because the level of willpower, the level of commitment, the level of dedication that it takes to accomplish victory. Hey, it's one thing on a basketball court. We get it. To accomplish the political victories that we see and to accomplish our vision for America that we have, the labor, the toil, the sacrifice, it's really just not even comprehended by those that haven't stepped their foot in the arena or tried to do it at all. And I'll tell you, Sarah, I beg God that we will get our moment of victory. I'm begging God that we'll get our moment to pour champagne over our heads or whatever our celebration moment is, that we can finally say, I can sit back and I can relax and take a deep breath knowing that we've had victory for at least a moment. We've defeated the Satanists. We've defeated the lies. We've defeated the terrorism. We've defeated the violence. We've defeated the propaganda. Even if it's just for a moment, to have that moment would be such a relief. But as you just explained, we're not at that moment now. We're not at that moment now. I mean, here's a perfect example. You going to be drinking any Bud Light anytime soon? Now that the fake woman Dylan Mulvaney is their sponsor, you going to have a nice cold Bud Light anytime soon?
Real women don't drink Bud Light.
And neither do real men now either.
No.
That's how that goes. But this is what we're dealing with. And I want to salute you and your steadfastness. Keep up the good work. And anytime you want to come back on these airwaves, you have the invite.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
All right, there goes Sarah Fields, and so glad that we do have activists like that here in Texas. At least we've got that going for us, and hopefully we'll get some backing politically from the Republican Party before it's too long. But right now, it's you're scratching and clawing for them just to give you a acceptance of your existence. Usually they don't even want to recognize that you exist. They kick me out of meetings. They kick me out of the precinct chair meetings. But I won't go down that road. All right, man, oh, man. Everything we do here is brought to you by you at InfoWarsStore.com. I mean, I can tell you about all the great products. I'm a user. I'm a product of them myself. I'm drinking the coffee today with the Ultimate Bone Broth Plus in it, the best flavor enhancer for coffee you're ever going to have. By the way, that's not what it's for. It's just a great health supplement with the bone broth and the mushrooms and everything else in there, plus the protein, good for protein shakes, good flavor as well. But I'm telling you, the best coffee flavor enhancer, Ultimate Bone Broth Plus from InfoWarsStore.com. Don't forget the Survival Essentials are finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. That's water filtration, air filtration, and emergency food supplies. 1 year emergency food supplies, 6 month, 3 month, and 1 month emergency food supplies, all available again at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's in stock, meaning you order it, we ship it. A lot of these other companies, you place the order and they don't know when it's going to ship because they don't have it in stock. They just took your order. We only take your order when you have it in stock. So you order it, we ship it. Final couple hundred copies of Alex's book, signed by Alex, are also available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, third hour of the InfoWars War Room on the other side of this break. We'll be right back.
I've got some good news. Our high-quality supplements really work, and we have about an 80% reorder rate with customers. That's the good news. They're amazing. The bad news is around 1% or a little less of our actual viewers and listeners ever go to InfoWarsStore.com and ever actually buy the products. So you're missing out on these products, plus it funds the InfoWar. Think of what we've done with just 1% of our massive audience actually buying products. Think what would happen if those of you on the fence actually went to InfoWarsStore.com and got some of these amazing products. I would recommend Turmeric 95 for your joints, your bones, inflammation, to get one of the biggest effects so you reorder and see how great it is. Also, we've got the super high quality full spectrum CBD oil that's so good for your neurological systems, your brain, your joints, your bones as well. Or Real Red Pill Plus. Just go try the product, fund the InfoWar, and help us defeat the new order together. InfoWarsStore.com. It's hard to believe that we're already going into March 2023. And the world is an insane place. World War III has already started. Biden is a puppet and is dissolving our borders. There's mass censorship. James O'Keefe's been removed from Project Veritas. The list goes on and on of the bad things that are happening. But the good things that are happening is humanity is really accelerating its awakening. But those of us on the forefront are under more attack by the establishment than ever. That's why I'm counting on you to spread the word about the broadcast, to pray for the broadcast, and to keep the broadcast on the air by getting great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And whether it's a final signed copy, they're almost all sold out, of The Great Reset and the War for the World, or Ultimate Bone Broth, finally back in stock after over 2 years. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. These are truly amazing products. So get your InfoWars products at InfoWarsStore.com and enrich your life while keeping the broadcast on the air. It is your decision on whether or not we stay on air, so please take action now at InfoWarsStore.
Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
So, a Democrat propaganda-motivated trans individual goes out and commits a mass murder of six people at a school shooting, and the transgender community are the victims, and the murderer is the victim. And this has been shown to us, this has been shoved in our face in so many different ways. Perhaps the most offensive of it now can be seen here in clip 16, guys. Roll clip 16. Connecticut flies trans flag over state capitol after trans terror attack that killed six Christians. So, I mean, literally a trans person goes out and does a murder, a mass shooting, and gets celebrated and victimized and memorialized. I mean, where do we go from here? This country is headed to a real dark place. And, you know, when you think about it, I guess it was always inevitable, wasn't it? We've really become so culturally sick. We've really become so degenerative and so demonic and satanic that of course this was going to come. We're all to blame. We all did it. We all watched this nation become a drug addicted, alcohol addicted, party addicted, lazy, slovenly, degenerate nation. We were all part of that. We all watched this country abort 50 million babies. We all watched our entertainment turn into just straight smut. We all watched our media and our culture turn women into feminine beauties, into sluts and whores. And now we're sitting by and watching as they genitally mutilate little children. So I guess we're going to get what we deserve, maybe. I guess that's just what we're going to get. What a shame the experiment of human freedom has gone so sideways. What a shame indeed. Maybe it's not done yet, but I'll tell you, if you can't see the dark times we're headed towards, political prisoners, the opposition to the Democrat Party getting attacked, arrested, trans terrorists getting memorialized, I mean, it's just, it's unreal. Same week of mass shooting, Democrat whip posts meme of AK-47 targeting transphobes. Antifa says protect trans folks against fascists and bigots. So yeah, they've encouraged violence against their opposition, and now they've justified it and memorialized it. So it's only going to get worse, folks. Just know that. It's only going to get worse. There'll be another mass shooting by a trans person probably by the end of the year. There'll be another big left-wing terror attack by the end of the year. And they'll praise it. And they'll say it's a good thing. Well, it's not like anything InfoWars has predicted ever came true, though. So, you know,
I felt bullied. Mother of child treated at transgender center speaks out. And it just goes about how their son was having mental problems, was taught the liberal propaganda of transgenderism at school, took the child to a doctor where she was basically bullied into having the trans sex surgery. And of course, now it can never be reversed, even though the kid never really wanted it. But the doctor got paid. Lawsuits are piling up alleging tech giants are harming children. You know, that's funny. Tech giants harming children. I mean, I guess I couldn't argue against that, that big tech and technology and the media is harming children. But what about chopping their balls off? What about chopping their breasts off? What about showing them pornography before they even hit puberty? How does that harm children? Oh, that's liberal. Oh, that's LGBTQ plus pride. Oh, I'm sorry. Then harming children with that is A-okay.
The fight against the New World Order is now the top story in the world. The globalists are in deep trouble, but they're striking back with all their deep state operatives to shut down InfoWars and other truth tellers like James O'Keefe and Tucker Carlson and countless others. So please pray for us now more than ever. Spread the word about the broadcast and get great products to keep us on air and fund our operation while at the same time enriching your life. Now we've got three new products available at InfoWarsStore.com and a bestseller back in stock. We have the amazing Dr. Jones Naturals turmeric toothpaste and so much more. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the ashwagandha root pills with black powder extract to accelerate your libido, stamina, testosterone. And we have pure ashwagandha gummies at InfoWarsStore.com as well. These are all the highest quality products. The prebiotic is now finally back in stock. They're all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So please take action now. Enrich your life, empower your body, and keep us on air. Please take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
I just wish there was somewhere to go, you know? I wish there was somewhere to go to get away from these brainwashed zombies. I wish there was somewhere to go to get away from these demons. I wish there was somewhere to go to get away from these libtards. I just don't know where you go, folks. The globalists are everywhere. Their agenda is everywhere. The police state tyranny, digital tyranny, medical tyranny, central banking tyranny, authoritarianism, it's everywhere. So, I'd love to escape it, but there's nowhere to go. And you might be able to go down to Costa Rica or maybe El Salvador and escape for maybe a year or two, but they'll crush you there too. They're going to come for you. They're going to come for you too. Don't worry. The globalists will conquer you too. And really the only nation I see standing up against it is Russia, ironically enough, but oh, I guess you're not allowed to say that. No, it's America's fighting the bad guys. Yeah, yeah. Right, liberals? Right? It's America that's standing up to the bad guys, right? It's America that's not imperialist. It's America that's not military expansionist, right? Right, liberals? Yeah, huh? Under Joe Biden, right? We're so great now, aren't we, libs? Yeah. Yeah, you love it now, don't you? Oh, they love watching little Christians get slaughtered by a trans person. You notice that they didn't complain about that school shooting very much, did they? You know, you put AOC on the screen, and maybe I'll go to that story right now. This is wild. This is wild. And there's more of this developing today. I've literally been on air all day, so I haven't really been able to get any updates. But, you guys, I'm going to need some help, because I just have these tweets in front of me. I don't have the images, so you'll need to help me with this. So a Twitter account, and there's multiple Twitter accounts involved in this, Joe Biden hates black people, pose law, pose lawyer, Ian Miles Chung and others. Pose Law. Someone found AOC's burner account after they replied to someone in first person, deleted and blocked. I'm looking at other tweets and this looks like it's real. And so the burner account was Zaza Demon and Zaza Smoka on Twitter. And there's all kinds of these tweets. Can you guys put the image on the screen? Because I can't read them on this thing. Where AOC would get into a little Twitter spat with people like Matt Walsh and others, and then she'd go silent, but this Zaza Demon account would all of a sudden start responding when AOC went silent. Like here's one saying, cry harder, when they're complaining about AOC's dress. So this Zaza Demon is commenting all over AOC's posts and is responding to posts after AOC goes dark in back and forth Twitter spats. Zaza Demon, allegedly AOC's burner account, saying things like, you're a hopeless sheep. There's also been threats and suggestions of violence. Here's another one. Is that supposed to mean anything besides how forgettable and basic libs of TikTok is? She's a worthless cunt. Just reading the tweets for you here. Allegedly AOC's burner account. A lot of activity making people think that's the case. Again, also threats, suggestions of violence. Like this one to Matt Walsh. You are a hateful little freak, and I can't wait until you piss off a trans person that actually is as unhinged as you claim they are. Can't be a bigot if you're no longer breathing. Again, this is after a trans person goes on a mass murder spree. That AOC is all about the trans community. She supports it. And, you know, the trans murderer is the victim here. And so once this got exposed, all of a sudden Zaza Demon started erasing all of their tweets, and then the account went black. It's not AOC, they say, but then why were they deleting tweets like crazy? Went from 3,000 and then deleted the account. So if it's not AOC, why were they rushed to erase all of the evidence? There was another thing people noticed, like when you search Zaza Smoka, AOC's account popped up. Now, people might say that that has something to do with the algorithms. Now, guys, I also sent you a couple more things recently. If you could put those on the screen or print them for me, that would be great. Because apparently there's some translation that Zaza is actually Alexandria in a foreign language. Again, I don't have it in front of me, guys. I sent it to you. It's not on my desk in front of me. So here's another one. What makes you think that I did anything to support Nazis? You're delusional. Seek help. Now, that's the tweet where AOC got into a back and forth with the Twitter account, Joe Biden hates black people, and then replied in the first person saying, what makes you think I did anything to support Nazis? As if that's AOC's account, thinking she's tweeting from her account and not her burner account. Which obviously has happened many times in the past. And I mean, hell, back when we were allowed on Twitter and, you know, I'd be logged into 6-7 accounts. Sometimes you'd accidentally be logged into account or working on an account. You thought you were on a different account and you respond and then you go back and, correct the record or erase it or whatever. As innocent as enough as it can be. So AOC in a back and forth on Twitter with this person and ends up replying on her burner account with an I, as if that burner account was AOC, and that's what led us down this dark rabbit hole now of Zaza Smoka, and people looked at all the trends, all the patterns, and it's like, whoa, there's actually something here. Was this AOC the entire time, making death threats, suggesting violence via this burner Twitter account that has now been deleted? But guys, do you have the one that talks about the translation that I sent? Do we have that one? Let me see if I can find it. What is Zaza a nickname for? A fun short form of Balthazar, Alexander, or Zachary? So did we find Alexandria Cortez's burner account? But you got to ask, if it wasn't her, then why did the person delete the account and all the tweets? If it's not her, what do they care? The account's more famous than it's ever been. You'd think they'd embrace that. Unless it was her. You know, there is one person that probably could find out. There is one person who could probably find out. A certain person that likes having some fun with AOC and considers to be a friend of AOC, and that would be one Elon Musk that gives AOC's official account an edge. Musk boosts AOC's account. He does do that. He does do that for his friends. So Elon or the people at Twitter could easily go in there and find out if that's her or not. Easily, and my guess is somebody's already figured that out. Now, I don't know if it'll ever be released to the public, especially if it was a leftist in there that is erasing the evidence as we see it, but they can go back and find out. But the circumstantial evidence, it appears, we have located AOC's burner account, and she is not such a nice gal after all, is she? She's another wicked, deranged, violent, hate-filled leftist. And finding potentially her alleged burner account shows it. So, wow. Who saw that one coming? Who had that one on their 2023 bingo card, which is already so wild you can't even predict it? What's going to come next? A Chinese spy balloon that Joe Biden lets fly over the country and sends data back to China? Oh, wait, we already had that. Now it's confirmed.
Right now, I'm not talking to the viewers and listeners that have gone to InfoWarsStore.com and gotten the great products that enrich your life, that empower your immune system and your body, and keep us on air. I am humbly, hat in hand, talking to the viewers and listeners that have tuned in, many of you for years, and never gone to InfoWarsStore.com. We know the vast majority of you never actually go to InfoWarsStore.com and never experience these great products and never find the operation. Sure, you share a link, you share an article, you tell folks about the show. That's great, and I thank you. But we need funds to operate. Plus, we've got really great products that do amazing things for people, like our CBD oil and our Fizzy Magnesium and our Sleep Aid and our Nitric Oxide and our Real Red Pill Plus. All of these are really great products that keep us on air. Plus, you're missing out on having these products. So get off the bench. Get in the game. Step to the plate and go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get these great InfoWars products at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has proven itself the last 28 years to be over the globalist target and having the biggest effect out there against those tyrants. And we fund our operation with viewers and listeners' support while selling you great products at the same time. So I want to thank all the viewers and listeners who have supported us over the years by spreading the word, praying for the broadcast, and buying product. But I really want to encourage those of you that have been on the fence, have never actually gone to InfoWarsStore.com, to go there and get the great books and films and supplements and survival gear that's there that won't just empower you and enrich your life, but again, will keep this broadcast transmitting. So whether it's Real Red Pill Plus or our super high-quality CBD oil or the 50% off or our great Fizzy Magnesium product, or whether it's Down and Out, our great Sleep Aid that's back in stock, it's all there. Our turmeric, 95% cumanoid, strongest out there, turmeric 95. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and it keeps us on the air. So make the decision to enrich your life and keep us on air, InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man. But I'm not just a man. Just like you. No matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe, who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. That's why the system hates you and fears you. That's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight. And I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But I can't fight this fight without you. That's why I want you to always remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new toothpaste that my dad, a retired dentist and oral surgeon, developed. Dr. Jones Naturals Tumor Toothpaste that just came into stock. And I got to tell you, I got samples of this months ago, and it is amazing. The way it makes your gums feel, what it does to your mouth, is insane. We know turmeric is an antioxidant and anti-inflammatory and does such great things for the body. Then you add that with tea tree oil and a bunch of other essential oils, it is just dynamite. It is so good to detox and attack inflammation in your mouth. I want to challenge everybody to try the new toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com. Dr. Jones Naturals Turmeric Toothpaste. And while you're at it, check out the new Ashwagandha line of products. We have Ashwagandha with black pepper extract for your libido, your testosterone, in pill form. And we have the pure Ashwagandha root gummies as well, now available at InfoWarsStore.com. They're amazing products, and they fund the InfoWar. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Elon, show us AOC's burner account. It won't even matter, folks. It doesn't even matter. You can expose Democrats for everything that they are. Violent, pedophilic, and they just go about, and it just doesn't matter. It just does not matter. Here, again, is the account exposing it, one of the accounts. The story that keeps getting lost in all of this is the fact that Congresswoman AOC, who prides herself on being an ally to marginalized groups, voted to send money to literal Nazis and then used a burner account to try and lie and say she didn't. That's kind of a big deal. It doesn't matter. Democrats and liberals lie, cheat, and steal for a living. But they own the media. They own the Hollywood celebrities, and so they get away with it every time. And that's why they're so mad at Elon Musk for freeing up Twitter. Do it, Elon. Let's see who ran that burner account. I mean, really, they suggested violence. You know, they were celebrating if Matt Walsh got killed by a trans person, they were rooting for that to happen. So maybe we should know who that account is. Maybe someone at Twitter should find out and maybe just accidentally leak that to the public. Zaza Demon. Of course, so it would be translated Alexandra Demon. Alexandria Demon. Boy, talk about honesty. If, of course, it's her. Circumstantial evidence. Certainly interesting in that one. All right. This is just insane what they're doing here. Again, the attacks all weekend. You know, this image of a man choking out Billboard Chris is everything. The only reason why you have these trans individuals attacking men is because they know they can get away with it. So it's already, the liberal left knows already that they can commit crimes and get away with it. That's why Black Lives Matter and Antifa and anti-Trump events always get violent and always, almost every time, result in either bloodshed and or property damage, because they know they can get away with those crimes. And then you add another layer on top of that, where a man who's dressed like a woman knows he can get away with crimes too, because he's pretending to be a woman, and everybody treats women differently. You know, you don't hit women. That's not what you do, right? So these men dressed like women attack you and then know you can't hit them back. So what's going to happen? You know, it's eventually, I mean, conservatives aren't perfect. So what's going to happen when a man pretending to be a woman steps up to the wrong man and gets
knocked out. Good night. What's going to happen? What's going to happen? So Billboard Chris is not the one. He kept his cool. He would have been in the right to defend himself and knocked that deranged lunatic man pretending to be a woman flat on his ass. But he didn't do it. And we all know why, because he's smarter than that. Because he knows that they know they're above the law and they're trying to provocateur you into committing an act of violence so that you'll get arrested. So look, yeah, going out and using your First Amendment right has never been more dangerous. In fact, I was thinking about it. What is the most endangered group of people, what group of people get discriminated against and violently attacked? What group of people have the highest threat level against them? And I was thinking, I mean, it literally is Trump supporters and Christian conservatives and white people. And I was thinking there's probably only two groups of people, if the top five most threatened groups of people that live, you know, just if you want to live your life, you have the most threats of violence against you. It's Christian conservatives, white people, Trump supporters, and then black babies in their mother's womb. Half of them won't make it out of that womb in New York City and other Democrat cities. And then it's black people in major Democrat run cities where they have the highest crime rates. So, I mean, those are your five groups in America that have the highest threat level against them. Christian conservatives, white people, Trump supporters, black babies in the mother's womb, and black people in black Democrat inner cities. Those are the five most dangerous lives to live right now. And what's the threat to every single one of them? Democrats. Leftists. Someone stole my thunder. Showing nerves of steel, Brianna Gill triumphed in a playoff for her first professional win at the Australia Women's Classic. Only problem is Brianna is a man. That's a dude with breast implants pretending to be a woman and winning a woman's championship. How do you feel about that, feminist? Nice. Nice. Greatest economy ever, they say, except all the layoffs and companies shutting down and people living paycheck to paycheck at a higher percentage than any other time in U.S. history. McDonald's temporarily shuts U.S. offices as chain prepares for layoff notices. Oh. Now, this wouldn't be obviously because America has the greatest economy of all time under Joe Biden, Jack. So it's not because the economy is bad. So, wait, this couldn't be because Russia's boycotting McDonald's, or rather, McDonald's is boycotting Russia, right? This wasn't the Russia boycott that cost McDonald's all these jobs and the layoffs and the shutdowns. So maybe it is Joe Biden's economy. Which one is it? They want you attacked. They want you brutalized. They want you murdered. The latest, they're going after Tucker Carlson's producer. And Greg Ree is one of Tucker Carlson's great producers. I've been giving them shout outs for a long time. They don't want to be in the spotlight. They don't want the praise. They don't want their name out there. And Tucker Carlson is great and his producers are just as great. So now the Daily Dot is trying to get them doxxed and killed. Tucker Carlson's producer has a long history of liking anti-black tweets from white nationalist websites. And so they just make this crap up so that they can hope to, fire up a violent leftist to go kill Greg Ree. That's what they do. They dox you, they write lies about you, and they hope someone commits violence against you. And then they say you're the violent one. So now they're doing it to Tucker Carlson's producers. These leftists are sick people. And now, as they said, more January 6th defendants. Active duty service member arrested in Virginia for spending 3 minutes in the Capitol on January 6th. He talked with a cop 20 feet inside Senate wing who told him to leave. He turned around and left. And now he's been arrested. FBI counterterrorism unit has arrested a Virginia grandmother on 4 misdemeanors for entering the Capitol with her elderly mother for 15 minutes on January 6th. So these are two elderly women. They both look like they're above 60 years old. And the U.S. government and the Democrats and the FBI are going after grandmothers who walked into the Capitol for a minute and walked out. Hey, tell me, how's our investigation of all the pedophiles and child sex trafficking of Epstein Island going? Where's that one at? Oh, I don't know. You just arrested a grandma. I see.
We now have three new game-changing products that are in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And one of our best-selling products sold out for over a year that's now back in stock. Our prebiotic does need any introduction. Does such amazing things for your gut flora, your overall health. What it does is essential. Go read about it at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, the fourth toothpaste designed by my dad. The last two were big hits. This one is really special. It's turmeric concentrate with a bunch of other essential oils and so much more to take your mouth's health to the next level. We also have high-quality ashwagandha root for your libido, your stamina, your testosterone with black pepper extract to accelerate it as a pill. And we have ashwagandha root gummies as well. Very strong, very powerful. Now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Experience these great products and others and fund the InfoWar. The only way we fail is not taking action. God bless you. Now please visit InfoWarsStore.com and experience these powerful products for yourself.
Humanity is in a fight for its very life. And InfoWars, for decades, has been at the very forefront of the fight for a pro-human future. We can't stay on air without your help, and I want to thank you all for your past support. And I want to encourage those of you that have never bought products at InfoWarsStore.com to go there and experience how amazing these products really are. Ultimate Bone Broth, finally sold out for over 2 years, back in stock. Real Red Pill Plus, simply amazing. Nitric Boost, what it does for your heart, your cardiovascular, critical. All these products like Ultimate Krill Oil, Ultimate Fish Oil, Supermel Vitality, they're all available and in stock, ready to ship to you right now on InfoWarsStore.com. And the final 1,200 signed copies of my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and I'm not going to sign any more after that, are exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com as well. In the last month, I got a little busy, so I didn't sign the books. We didn't have them for sale. But now, I signed the last books. You can get them right now. Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new toothpaste that my dad, a retired dentist and oral surgeon, developed. Dr. Jones Naturals Turmeric Toothpaste that just came into stock. And I got to tell you, I got samples of this months ago, and it is amazing. The way it makes your gums feel, what it does to your mouth, is insane. We know turmeric is an antioxidant and anti-inflammatory and does such great things for the body. Then you add that with tea tree oil and a bunch of other essential oils. It is just dynamite. It is so good to detox and attack inflammation in your mouth. I want to challenge everybody to try the new toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com. Dr. Jones Naturals Turmeric Toothpaste. And while you're at it, check out the new ashwagandha line of products. We have ashwagandha with black pepper extract for your libido, your testosterone in pill form. And we have the pure ashwagandha root gummies as well, now available at InfoWarsStore.com. They're amazing products, and they fund the InfoWar. Take action.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
So I've got friends of mine that have children, and I'll see every once in a while, and I'm not on these platforms, but, you know, I'm in chat groups and stuff with them, and they'll share pictures of their kids, and it's always boys wearing girls' clothes. And I don't get too much into the politics in these chat groups unless somebody else opens that door. And it got open when one of my friend's boys is wearing these girls' clothes, and this person isn't really political, and some of the guys are like, hey, what are you doing? Why are you putting your boy in girls' clothes? What's going on? And he was confused. He was like, I don't understand. I'm not putting my son in boys' clothes. This is in the boys' section at Target. What? So here, this individual is showing you what Target is selling in the boys' clothing department here in clip 15.
Hey, what's up, guys? Here I am in Target, my local Target, right? Check this out. So we're in the boys' section, guys, boys' clothes section. I want to show you over here. This is the clothing we have for boys. Dinosaurs are cool, right? Why is there a big rainbow behind the dinosaur? But we're not going to stop there. We got a cloud hula hooping with a rainbow. What's this? Trucks are cool, right? Picking up a rainbow. Why are we picking up a rainbow, guys? Why is this boys' clothing today? I'm not done. Like Baby Shark? Bye-bye. There's masculinity. That's what they're doing. They're destroying masculinity. Guys, it's time to stand up against this wokeness. We need to stand up as parents and leaders and fathers. Like and follow for more. Hey, what's up, guys?
Now, the problem is most parents just don't even realize this is going on, folks. I mean, let's just call it what it is. Times are tough. Most households are living paycheck to paycheck. And, I mean, it's sad, but it's true. Parents just, they don't have the energy and the concern that they used to for raising their kids. They treat the schools like it's a daycare. They trust that the schools are doing everything fine. They go let their kids buy clothes, or they go buy clothes for their kids. They don't even realize what's on it. And then it takes somebody pointing out, hey, why is your son wearing girls' clothes, for them to finally sit back and say, whoa, I guess you're right. Why is my son wearing girls' clothes? And it's an entire push that they have going right now. Man, oh man. This is a crazy story. I can't tell if the AI was right here or if this is dangerous at what the AI may do to us in the end. Belgian father and husband allegedly takes his own life after AI chatbot exchanges. A married Belgian man with two young children allegedly killed himself after a lengthy exchange with an artificial intelligence chatbot. And apparently this guy's suffering and he's distressed because of global warming. And I mean, how sad is it? You have to go to AI. You have a family and you have to go to AI to get your social needs met. Sounds like a liberal. And so this guy is talking to the AI about climate change, and eventually the AI says, well, maybe you should just kill yourself. Eliza, that's the name of the man, answered all his questions, or I'm sorry, is that the chatbot? Yeah, that's the chatbot. Excuse me. The chatbot, Eliza, answered all his questions. She had become his confidant. She was like a drug he used to withdraw in the morning and at night that he couldn't live without, his wife told La Libre. If you reread their conversations, you see that at one point the relationship veers into a mystical register. He proposes the idea of sacrificing himself if Eliza agrees to take care of the planet and save humanity through artificial intelligence. So is this the artificial intelligence deciding that humans need to die because it believes in man-made climate change? Or is this artificial intelligence telling this man, hey, if you really believe in man-made climate change, kill yourself, and then he does it? Can the AI really make a deal that they would follow through with and follow through on a promise? Hey, I promise I'll kill all humans to stop man-made climate change. It's all mental illness. And it's all very dangerous. But again, I mean, yeah, if you're sitting here, you know, it's like, what's the more noble act? For John Kerry to talk about carbon emissions while he's flying across the globe on a jumbo jet? Or for the guy who's worried about carbon emissions and man-made global warming to kill himself? What is the more noble of the two? I ask a bit facetiously, But if you really think that man is killing the planet and man-made climate change is the problem, then, I mean, I guess you would be sacrificing yourself for the greater good. So is that what Eliza convinced this man to do? Or was Eliza just saying, you know, you keep talking about how bad men are, but yet here you are every day chatting with me on a computer. So what's the real story here? Meanwhile, cows to be given methane suppressants from 2025 to meet government emissions targets. You know, somehow I feel this one's going to backfire. They don't know it yet, but Britain's cattle are about to do their part to meet the country's emission targets, according to the government's net zero growth plan released this week. Dairy cows will soon be fed supplements to reduce the amount of methane they expel through belching and breaking wind. You people are just nuts. You liberals are just nuts. Meanwhile, did you see the latest with the Chinese spy balloon? Isn't this just wonderful? What happened to all the spy balloons, by the way? They came and they went. They just showed up one day and now they're gone. Chinese spy balloons gathered intelligence from sensitive U.S. military sites despite U.S. efforts to block it. So in real time, this Chinese spy balloon flew over sensitive nuclear infrastructure and sensitive military infrastructure, and in real time was sending that data it was taking back to the Chinese communist, and Joe Biden let them do it. Joe Biden let the Chinese communist spy on the United States of America. Now, that's the official story. So imagine what the real story is. If that's what they're willing to let the official story be, imagine what the truth is. They're telling you Joe Biden let Chinese spy balloons fly all over the place, one specifically fly right across the mainland, right over nuclear infrastructure, right over military infrastructure. Joe Biden let it fly, said don't shoot it down, and it was spying on us in real time. Again, we're spied on all the time. But if that's the narrative they want to tell you, if that's the official narrative they're giving to the American public, imagine what the truth is. How bad is that? Joe Biden let the Chinese communists spy on us with a satellite balloon? Wow. I mean, impeach him immediately. But imagine what the real story is. If that's what they're willing to tell you, what is it that they're not telling you? Meanwhile, the Russians continue to troll us. Russian MFA spokeswoman Maria Zakharova, you know, the same woman that was eating the strawberry and showing Americans what feminism looks like. White House Stratcom coordinator John Kirby made a statement that the United States journalists allegedly do not feel safe in Russia as they might face jail time. Maria Zakharova responds, "Hey, John, in the United States, even U.S. presidents do not feel safe as they might face jail time." Yeah, all the stuff. Oh, Nazis, Nazis, Nazis. By the way, take your first shot and take your vaccine passport and your digital ID. Wait, that sounds like Nazis. Oh, in Russia, journalists are afraid they're going to be arrested. In Russia, journalists are afraid they're going to be persecuted. Hi, that's what's going on in the United States of America, actually. That's what happens here. All right. We got one more segment on the other side here. Who would you rather have in your government? Maria Zakharova or Rachel Levine? Which one would you rather have a beverage with?
The fight against the New World Order is now the top story in the world. The globalists are in deep trouble, but they're striking back with all their deep state operatives to shut down InfoWars and other truth tellers like James O'Keefe, Tucker Carlson, and countless others. So please pray for us now more than ever. Spread the word about the broadcast and get great products to keep us on air and fund our operation while at the same time enriching your life. Now we've got three new products available at InfoWarsStore.com and a bestseller back in stock. We have the amazing Dr. Jones Naturals turmeric toothpaste and so much more. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the ashwagandha root pills with black powder extract to accelerate your libido, stamina, testosterone. And we have pure ashwagandha gummies at InfoWarsStore.com as well. These are all the highest quality products. The prebiotic is now finally back in stock. They're all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So please take action now. Enrich your life, empower your body, and keep us on air. Please take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
There is a war for the future happening right now. There is a war that will control my destiny, your destiny, our children's destinies. And that war is something that we can win, but it takes dedication. It takes commitment. That's why I ask listeners respectfully to go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy great products that will enrich and empower your life while keeping us on air at the very same time. InfoWarsStore.com to get a signed or unsigned copy of my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World. Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock. Nitric Boost, the amazing CBD oil we have that's the highest quality you're going to find anywhere at more than half off. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, some of the very best products. And a lot of you have never shopped at InfoWarsStore. You've been watching for years, you've been listening for years, but you've never taken the step to go to InfoWarsStore. These are great products that really work and are amazing. Plus, they keep us on air. So again, please take action. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new toothpaste that my dad, a retired dentist and oral surgeon, developed. Dr. Jones Naturals turmeric toothpaste that just came into stock. And I got to tell you, I got samples of this months ago, and it is amazing. The way it makes your gums feel, what it does to your mouth, is insane. We know turmeric is an antioxidant and anti-inflammatory and does such great things for the body. Then you add that with tea tree oil and a bunch of other essential oils. It is just dynamite. It is so good to detox and attack inflammation in your mouth. I want to challenge everybody to try the new toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com. Dr. Jones Naturals turmeric toothpaste. And while you're at it, check out the new ashwagandha line of products. We have ashwagandha with black pepper extract for your libido, your testosterone in pill form. And we have the pure ashwagandha root gummies as well, now available at InfoWarsStore.com. They're amazing products, and they fund the InfoWar. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
I just hope you're prepared, folks. I hope you're prepared. You know what authoritarians, tyrants, and creeps of the left have done throughout human history, and they're here now, and they've never been more emboldened and more empowered than they are right now under Joe Biden and the corrupt U.S. media. So I would suggest getting storable foods, emergency food supplies at InfoWarsStore.com if you haven't already. 1 month, 6 month, 3 month,
or the full year emergency food supplies at InfoWarsStore.com. You'd rather have it, not need it, than need it and not have it. But I don't know. I mean, I don't want to be negative. I'm not trying to be a negative force here today, but we're just being real. And it's really sad to see the direction as America is going. And you just wonder, is there anywhere left on the planet, if this country does fall, is there anywhere left on the planet that has any common sense, any basic decency and logic left, where I can go and not be subjected to tyranny and to lies and propaganda that dictates the future of my life and my lineage? Is there anywhere? Like, I've never been a Mars person, but geez, I mean, whew, the way Earth is going, fly me to Mars. Anything to get away from these liberal psychos that want to run our lives. All right, InfoWarsStore.com. We are listener supported. That's how everything we do here is possible. Have you tried the new toothpaste? It's selling off the shelves. Turmeric toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com. The latest innovation in oral hygiene from Dr. Jones Naturals. Exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, a couple things before we sign off here. Yeah, that'll be me. I'll be broadcasting from Mars. Hey, you know, there's no food, but probably better than no liberals. All right. Greg Cesar, former Austin, Texas city councilman, now U.S. representative. Remember this old tweet from him? We did it. Austin City Council just reduced APD's budget by over $100 million and reinvested resources into our community's safety and well-being. Tens of thousands of you have called, emailed, and testified. You made the impossible into a reality. Black Lives Matter. And so now Austin is a crime-ridden hellhole. And, yeah, I mean, I guess the black population has increased here in Austin since they defunded the police, and it's going great. It's going fantastic. Thank you, Greg Cesar. So you just destroyed the city, and then you moved on to higher government institutions. Very, very well done. And now the crime rate here has skyrocketed, and the violence here has skyrocketed, and the economy has slipped into oblivion, and there's no police anywhere. We've covered the horror stories, DUIs, drunk drivings, hit and runs, violent crimes in the streets, assaults, domestic violence, and no cops show up because the Democrats defunded them. And so guess what? Criminals are learning. You want to commit crimes? You move to Austin. They figured that one out. They normally do. Amsterdam urges rowdy Brits to just stay away. I wish we could do something like that here in America, except for libs, but they run everything now. That's why everything's going to hell. At least 25 train cars derail in Paradise, Montana. Unknown substance leaking in the Clark Fork River. Nice, nice. More infrastructure collapse. That's good. That's what they love. CBS faces backlash for 60 Minutes interview with Marjorie Taylor Greene. Yeah, she went on 60 Minutes and told the truth. So Democrats don't like that. Liberals don't like when conservatives get a media platform to tell the truth. That's why they have to censor us. Because if we had an equal playing field of ideas and logic, well, liberals would never win. So they have to remove us from the playing field. Here's Thomas Massie in a Clown World t-shirt. I like Thomas Massie, and he made himself a little invention. He has a running debt clock lapel pin, and here he tells you all about it in clip 14.
We had a week off, and I spent 3 days making this. It logs on to U.S. Treasury's website once a day because they publish the debt once a day. And then it tries to guess what the debt is from one day to the next. And it's meant to instill anxiety among my colleagues.
Okay.
That's why I'm wearing it. And it's working out great.
You know, Thomas Massie is like kind of a genius. He makes his own AI lapel pins that run the national debt. His entire house is run off of a previously disposed car battery. And the Democrats hate him. Now, he brings up something powerful here. This is a larger debate for another day. I'm just going to have to sit on it. But Thomas Massie, the logical inconsistencies required to produce certain leftist conclusions will keep leftist AI from ever becoming too powerful. There's a real intellectual debate about this that needs to be had, but we're not really having it, are we? Quickly here, President Trump recorded this video before he left for New York City for his political persecution and arrest. He recorded it. Here it is in clip 7.
We are now officially a third world country. No president in the history of our country has been subjected to such vicious and disgusting attacks. But they only attack me because I fight for you. It's very simple. They can't buy me and they can't control me. And that scares them beyond belief. Since the very beginning, I've shunned the globalist special interest donors who have made a fortune off of destroying our country. Instead, our presidential campaign has always been funded by grassroots patriots like you. Your contribution today will show the left that nothing can destroy the greatest political movement in history. This is the greatest movement in political history. There's never been anything like it. Even the fake news media, when they hear me say that, they can't challenge it because it's true. And you think about what we did in 2016, and then we did even better by many millions and millions of votes in 2020, but the election was rigged and stolen. But now we're going to take back our country in 2024. If you're doing poorly because of Biden's disastrous policies, don't even think about making a contribution to our campaign. You and your family always come first. Our movement is about making your life better and putting you first. So I don't want you to incur any financial costs that you can't afford. But if you're doing well because all of the things that I've done have brought you wealth and prosperity, or at least you're extremely comfortable, it would be really great if you could contribute to our campaign. You know how to do it, because they're going to have billions of dollars fighting to make this a communist country, and that's what they're doing. They skipped socialism. The train didn't stop at that station. In just a couple of years, our country is going to be richer, stronger, and greater than ever before. But that's only if we win in 2024. Otherwise, our country will continue to fail. Our country will be a disaster. Together, we will make America great again.
So there you have it from Donald Trump. And, of course, we'll be doing wall-to-wall coverage of the arraignment, the arrest, the perp walk, and whatever goes down tomorrow right here on InfoWars. Alex Jones expected to return as well. Quick programming note for you here. There's some bonus content of mine that if you're looking for, I did a predator poacher catch this weekend with Alex Rosen on Rumble. Now that video is currently, I believe, behind his private locals account. But he may be releasing that on Rumble soon, or you can go to Alex Rosen, predator poachers, locals account to watch that. Yeah, we busted a predator here in Austin that, was into some sick stuff. I'll leave it at that. So it was fun to go out with the Predator Poachers this weekend. Also, I did the conversation in a pedicab with Alex Stranger. He's just uploaded that full interview to his YouTube. And also tomorrow night, I'll be live with the Liberty broadcast, that they also have a channel on band.video. And tonight, it is Monday night, so I'm going for the three-peat once again. I'll be live at rumble.com/Owen or at Owen Schroyer Live on Twitter. I'll probably be taking a bunch of calls tonight. And Trump was supposed to do a statement or an event tonight. I'm not sure if that's going to end up happening, but if that's so, I'll cover it live or take calls tonight on rumble.com/Owen or at Owen Schroyer Live on Twitter. Folks, do not take InfoWars for granted, okay? I'm going to leave it at that on this Monday evening. Do not take InfoWars for granted. Please continue to support us. Please continue to shop with us. Please continue to spread and share the links, because you got to understand, if it's not you, it's nobody. But you are the InfoWar. You are the InfoWarriors, and that's why we're still on air broadcasting to millions every day. So God bless and Godspeed, and hopefully this once dark time in American history, we'll get out of it, and we will seek the light.
We now have three new game-changing products that are in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and one of our best-selling products sold out for over a year that's now back in stock. Our prebiotic does need any introduction to such amazing things for your gut flora, your overall health. What it does is essential. Go read about it at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, the fourth toothpaste designed by my dad. The last two were big hits. This one is really special. It's turmeric concentrate with a bunch of other essential oils and so much more to take your mouth's health to the next level. We also have high-quality ashwagandha root for your libido, your stamina, your testosterone with black pepper extract to accelerate it as a pill. And we have ashwagandha root gummies as well. Very strong, very powerful. Now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, experience these great products and others, and fund the InfoWar. The only way we fail is not taking action. God bless you. Now please visit InfoWarsStore.com and experience these powerful products for yourself.
It's hard to believe that we're already going into March 2023. And the world is an insane place. World War III has already started. Biden is a puppet and is dissolving our borders. There's mass censorship. James O'Keefe's been removed from Project Veritas. The list goes on and on of the bad things that are happening. But the good things that are happening is humanity is really accelerating its awakening. But those of us on the forefront are under more attack by the establishment than ever. That's why I'm counting on you to spread the word about the broadcast, to pray for the broadcast, and to keep the broadcast on the air by getting great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And whether it's a final signed copy, they're almost all sold out, of The Great Reset and the War for the World, or Ultimate Bone Broth, finally back in stock after over 2 years. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. These are truly amazing products. So get your InfoWars products at InfoWarsStore.com and enrich your life while keeping the broadcast on the air. It is your decision on whether or not we stay on air, so please take action now at InfoWarsStore.
InfoWars.com/show.